If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
Is tedious on the right stuff.biz.
I don't remember where's the do not disturb thing. Do you remember where the do not disturb thing is?
It's the Daily Show on 922.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just realized I think I disabled my custom DND scheme the other day. I need to turn it back on before the phone rings.
Okay. All right. Well, that's.
Oh, is this the guy? Oh, you found him.
Yeah.
We're doing all this prep.
Well, I just searched Dr. Under Fire for suggesting cure to homosexuality, and I got Professor Under Fire proposing cure to homosexuality.
Texas professor. Okay.
Yeah.
Because he's so concerned, they keep getting monkeypox.
Yes.
These poor faggots and their piss orgies and their monkeypox.
A Texas professor was being scrutinized.
You don't want to talk about food or TV shows or anything? You just dive right in? Is our audience ready for that? Okay.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
We got a metric fuck ton of this content.
Is that even how you measure piss? A metric fuck ton?
I mean,
at least we're talking about liters or gallons.
This is like, I
Farva, you get liter a fuck ton?
I can understand where this guy is coming from. And he says, after an appeal to find a cure for homosexuality, along with the bizarre suggestion that doctors try to identify gay babies during prenatal testing. Why is that bizarre? Hold on a second. It's in the thing we're taught of born this way. That would seem to be something that would make sense. If you think that people are born like this,
we need to have the conversation about whether or not you're allowed to exist. We need to have that conversation about a lot of different kinds of people. That's what all this stuff is a pretense to. It's like, are you saying we should debate whether we're not going to debate the existence? I'm like, obviously, let's have the debate. Let's debate different people's existences, because there's a lot of people that shouldn't exist. Gays, trannies, they're a big subset.
The question is, though, should cancer exist? Because if we're looking at homosexuality,
are you saying homosexuality is like cancer?
Yes, I am saying that.
I'm saying it's
so
worse.
So my thing is that
cancer has.
If you consider it,
no cancer
what
ever.
The person,
no
is,
cancer ever like drank a bunch of piss.
The
at an
only
orgy.
Reason. Okay, hold on a second. Let's hold on. A second. The reason that they're getting upset is because they're mixing. Is like things are getting mixed up. So they're saying it's an identity. It's what you are.
Monkeypox
is an
identity. I'm a monkeypox American.
Right? I'm trying to do an analysis.
I know. I'm trying to do it.
What you are is homosexuality. But this guy is saying it seems that homosexuality is a condition that you have. And he's saying he's not saying wipe out gays. He's saying let's cure this condition.
Hmm.
Like you have a condition. Let's find a cure for the condition. I would actually tend more towards that direction. Like I think that homosexuality is a condition. I actually am not a born this way guy. I don't believe.
I believe
it could be. Maybe
I think the condition is terminal. And you
fine.
Just have the ones that are currently gay, you just have to write them off. And
yes.
The question is,
which is fine.
How do we
have to stop the spread.
We have to do prevention.
Right. So that's the first thing you want to do with any disease is stop
prevention.
It from spreading. You want to
are
make
you,
sure.
Are you saying we should quarantine the gays?
Yeah.
I would be willing to consider something like that, but the point is
you quarantine them in a box.
I'm not even.
Ain't no rooftop high enough.
We're not even.
Ain't no peepog deep
enough. The problem is this. And this professor and what's happening to him is an example of all the problems in our society is that nothing that is a problem in today's society is solvable because nobody is allowed to talk about it.
Yeah.
And if you can't discuss what the actual parameters and nature of a problem is, you can't come close to solving it. So you are constantly with gay men, with faggots, not just men, but just with faggots, okay, with faggots. What you are constantly doing as a doctor that treats these type of people is you are constantly playing catch up with all the novel diseases that they're contracting and breeding at their metric fuck ton piss parties. And so as a result, this is a fundamentally this it's like literally it's almost like it's like there's probably like drugs that are safer than being gay. Like you could probably be like a cokehead or like a crackhead or do, you know what I mean? And yet a doctor would never suggest. It's almost like saying, how dare you suggest that we stop doing crack?
Right.
As a way that to so we stop like dying of heart failure or whatever the fuck so, you die from of a crack overdose.
The
right?
Piss orgy guy, like, just ignore all of his disgusting tweets about his.
Just ignore his disgusting screen. Avatar. Oh my God.
Well, that's right. Like, this is the average gay, first of all. Like, everyone's
just like Ken Boy pose. Yeah. Like, yeah.
But he says, my 2 cents. He's like, he's giving far more than 2 cents. It's reductive to tell gay people not to have sex. It didn't work in the early days of AIDS, and it clearly is not working now. But do your best to make educated choices. Check your county's case numbers frequently if you can. Avoid groups in a non-account. Like you just said it's reductive. Like, you can't tell gay people to not avoid. You can't tell people, gays, to avoid groups in an anonymous account. So, that's part of the perversion, is like the thrill of doing those things.
Right. And the disease is also part of the perversion.
There's basically, wait, what you're saying is this disease is unmanageable.
Right.
You can't, there's no therapy. There's nothing you can do. Like, when you are gay, you seek out dangerous, unprotected, best case scenario, group anonymous sex in the face of a fucking disease being like everyone.
And no, the disease
knows.
Makes it more exciting.
I guess so. I don't know.
No, it does. That's part of the thrill. That's why the gift was the thing.
Is that why Pete Buttigieg has it?
I think that was fake. That
you
he
think
had
it was fake?
Yeah, no, I think that was fake.
It was real
thing.
In my mind.
But yeah, it could have.
Somebody else got it. It was like one of George Soros's people.
Yes.
Maybe, but
he was also attending orgies. There's an Open Society Foundation guy. That,
open more than society.
Yeah, anyway, very open.
So
am I the only person who just sits here kind of wishing for an older, simpler, more honorable time, like standard fuck party days? Seems so quaint now.
Well, no, I think that was a standard metric fuck party, metric fuck time party.
Anyway, I remember that I think Sven in particular was very disturbed by that video. But
I was actually disturbed by the metric fuckton when I first heard it. Like, I was sitting out with Jamie. We were sitting out in the yard having a nice fire, like sitting up by the fire and then in the poorly mortared fire pit, which we've already discussed. And, you know, she was thumbing through Gab and stuff. And she reads me this tweet and I'm like, I was having a nice day. I'm like, look, it was like early evening, kind of one of those nice summer evenings, was settling into like a nice, you know, twilight time, like a little fire going, you know, the dusk is approaching, there's a little breeze through the trees or in the woods. And I'm like, what did you do this for? Why did you do this to me? Like, I was enjoying myself. And now you've talked about like metric fuck ton of piss drinking. And here I am, like, just wanting to cleanse. And now I want to jump into, I want to make this fire huge and I want to jump into it. Anyway, in any case, be that as
Hold
it may.
Up.
I think, though, that the issue here is there's a number of issues here.
We've got a lot of issues to cover here.
There's a lot of stuff here. So I think that we don't, like, proposals of the solution of homosexuality, whatever, it's like, whatever. Obviously, a number of different things can be tried. But the issue is that there has to be an agreement on what the problem is first. And our country, society cannot even do that.
The system is just under-equipped to handle another pandemic. This is a problem with the system. It needs to be able to deal with health emergencies like this.
Right. The thing is, I would actually say
that's what Sebastian Cohn is saying. One way to deal with this issue of gays
would be actually, yes, quarantining them. Being like, if you engage in this behavior, you're quarantined. And frankly, we're just going to let this disease run its fucking course. Like, because it's not worth the resources, time of the people who don't do these things to save the lives of people who do them. And according to themselves, will not be able to not do them. And so the question is, if you're telling me that gay is a thing that deserves to exist and deserves dignity and deserves to be respected by society, yet at the same time, homosexuals will not be able to stop themselves from actually engaging in sex, group sex, dangerous group sex, filthy types of activities that will spread these diseases. I mean, think about what they were asking everybody to do during COVID. Okay? Now, we are not even asking gays to do anything approaching that level. Because it wasn't, COVID was literally like, you can't, like, don't, first of all, don't leave your house for a while. Then, like, you have to wear certain protective items in certain places. And when you have to quarantine for X amount of days.
You have to change your behavior.
You have to change a lot of your normal behaviors have to be changed. And that was across the board for everybody. But gays, even at, like, because essentially the thing is, if you ask, this is how you know gay is a behavior. It's a condition. It's not like a person. Because asking them to stop these behaviors, like if you tell me, hey, Mike, you know, you've got to stay home and wear a mask. I'm still white, right? Like even if I comply with said orders or whatever, I'm still a white person. I'm just a white person that has like done what was asked or not or whatever, you know, whatever that might be, right? But this gay is like, well, it's denial of who I am to tell me I can't go to orgies.
Yeah, well, okay, let's so talk then, about that for
so second, then that's what I'm saying. So the condition of being gay is a compulsion to engage in these kinds of sex that inherently spread diseases. So why then is this not something that should be opposed and cleaned up by society? Because obviously there's nothing healthy about it.
It's a disproportionate burden on society.
Yes. Oh, vastly. Yeah.
I just want to read some of this shit. When New York Pride festivities kicked off on the 24th of June, I was aware that monkeypox was an emerging issue, especially for gay men. But I was also under the impression the number of cases in the city was relatively small. What I didn't understand was how absolutely dismal testing capacity was. At that point, the city only had the capacity to process 10 tests a day. I had sex with several guys over the weekend. Then a week later, on the 1st of July, I started feeling very fatigued. So this guy, there's a pandemic going on, and he proceeds to go out and have sex with several guys over the course of the weekend.
Fuck the pandemic. Why is your lifestyle you're a dude who has sex with several dudes over the weekend? Right? I was told that you people needed to be able to enjoy like the bliss of nuptials with like a steady partner. You needed to be accepted.
Oh, that was just to get
You were told. I was informed that you people just wanted to have families just like us normal people. And it was bigoted of us to like refuse you that honor. Like it was an indignity to not allow you into that institution. And I was mocked for saying things like, "Well, this weekend's my own." It's like I was, you know, widely mocked for these silly, half-assed conservative arguments against it at the time. And now what the truth is, it's like not only do you have sex with several men over the course of a weekend, you can't stop yourself from doing it when there's a new painful disease going around that specifically affects the community of people that do the disgusting things that you do. And you're trying to make it, I mean, it is New York City. Make it New York City's problem all day. I'll just laugh. That's hilarious. But it's like, I mean,
New York City's having a lot of problems.
Have we ever had it? Yeah. The problem is we're not having a discussion about whether or not you should exist anymore. We need to reopen that debate. Like, there's no reason for you to exist. You're a patriot.
Well, I would say the condition should stop existing.
Yeah.
And the condition stops existing by we stop facilitating it. Like, the thing with they're always going to say you want to, like, gas all of us or something. And it's
I'm
like,
okay with that. Put that on me.
But,
like,
but again,
I don't care. Like,
we can also,
I'm tired of having to back off of accusations like that. What are you doing to white people? What are you doing to me?
That's true.
But just because you're not outright using the gas, I'm supposed to fucking shrink back from the accusation that I want to kill all my enemies? I want to kill all my enemies!
Okay.
One by one. Right. I don't want to do them 6 million at a time. I want it to be personal, up close, and I want it to be an emotional experience. I want to watch your lights go out.
All right.
Stick a fucking, and fucking, yeah, fly the fucking swastika flag all over TPUSA.
Okay.
Fucking pussies. Everyone who has a fucking problem with going hard needs to just shut the fuck up. Because what's going to happen to you 20 years from now instead of in
people
fucking
are,
2 weeks?
People are going to love this bit, and they I'm are. Happy about that, but, like, again, We'll do, like, the thing here.
I'm a genocidal maniac. You're lucky I don't have the means to do it.
My point is this.
The only reason I can't do genocide is because you fuckers won't back me up.
No, I actually won't let you do it either.
I know, you won't back me up. For optics.
It's
that's
not
a bad look.
It's not even it's
bad
not even
look
optics.
To who when they're all dead? Every faggot. Every Jew.
Again, the problem is, though, I think that the discourse becomes this. This is the kind of discourse we engage in because there is no
ability. Yeah, we should pussyfoot around monkeypox. I mean, like, let's leave, like, no, WHO.
Have I pussyfooted around any of
this? No, I'm just saying, like, this is what society wants to do. Instead, oh, you know, avoid gatherings.
But it's like,
don't be close. Don't touch the rash. I don't think touching the rash is the issue.
My question is this, though. Why
and
is
how
it,
are children getting monkeypox?
I don't want to think about it. But here's the... I mean, I think it is...
No, neither does society. So, no one wants to answer that question. How are children getting monkeypox? If it's a disease transmitted between gay men who drink piss, how are children getting it? And how come no one wants to kill everyone except me?
Some kind of contact here.
So contact with gay men? What kind of contact are children having with gay men to get monkeypox that no one's doing anything about? What's happening? Maybe if New York City expanded its testing capacity, we could find out immediately when the children have monkeypox and do nothing about they got there.
I would say anybody that gets monkeypox should just be, like, separated from society. Because, obviously, you can't, like...
Through, like, a...
These things should just be illegal.
Like, an existential plane, you're saying, right?
Separated from society is what I'm saying.
Maybe not breathing.
Like, separated from, like, the material...
Kept away. I'm saying
the moral
separated.
Coil.
Look, I'm not making these kinds of statements. I am. See, here's the thing.
I'm
my point is this,
but I also mean it.
We can talk about these things in different ways. I'm not like you know, clutching pearls about what you've said. I'm just trying to have this conversation. What I'm trying to do.
I'm trying
is
not to
talk about these things in a way where. People can see fucking inherent problems in what's going on.
An interesting question, which is how bad and nasty and disgusting would a novel disease have to be for gays to stop fucking each other in the ass constantly?
No, they couldn't. There isn't one. Because the diseases they get are very bad.
I guarantee you, if they had a disease where during the act of, like, your anal intercourse, your dick rotted and fell off, they would still be butt fucking.
Well, if you just
like
died,
element
of risk.
Like if your member rotted and fell off painfully during the sexual act, they would still do it.
This stuff? Like,
because that's how
this.
Bad these people are. People have,
I understand, just, but like,
people
your brain is taking
because
it to
people
new places.
Cope with gay stuff as if there's something to be worked with. There's not. It is cancer. Like your comparison before, like, what about cancer? Like, it is comparable to cancer in every single way. But it's just like it has this moral, like, you're not supposed to go there. Otherwise,
right. No,
like,
I understand.
Let's take our brains there for a second.
But what I'm trying to get people, what I'm trying to do.
Hold on, medical man has a nightmare scenario for us.
2 days after my symptoms began, the rash started as anorectal lesions.
Right, yeah.
Painful
see,
sores
this is the
on
kind
my
of
anus
thing.
And rectum.
And they're used to that sort of thing. Like, oh, big deal. Right. I got that again.
I give up. I
got the anorectal, got the scrotal lesions again.
If you told me a disease give me anorectal lesions, I would be like, oh, what do I have to do to avoid getting that shit? I'll do literally anything. I'll take your fucking vaccine, whatever. What do I have to do to not get the anorectal lesions? Oh, I don't. All I have to do is not have sex with gay men. Okay, done.
But gay men be like, wait, what?
Right. So obviously,
so gay men. Like, what if you had a steady gay man that you only had sex with? Him? Oh, that's. Don't you know what being gay means? Being gay means I go on the subway and I eat ass with strangers.
So the question
that's gayness.
Again, we
in
could
New York
go
City.
Into the sort of shocking and disgusting ways that they do.
Okay,
these
we could do that. We can do that. My anorectal lesions, which were already very painful, turned into open wounds. It felt like I had three fissures right next to each other.
So then I had sex with three more guys.
Excruciating.
I wouldn't have sex with two more guys to make sure it still hurted.
I would literally scream out loud when I went to the bathroom. Even keeping the area clean, like washing myself, was extremely painful. It was a 2-hour process each time. Extremely painful.
Wow.
For you.
I wish I had a tiny violin I could play.
Well, okay, so the issue here then becomes... For me, this is how I analyze this thing.
The issue becomes, like, why is ammo so expensive?
Right. But we don't... That's just sort of question we're putting...
I know.
That's just a general question. Nothing. So the issue here for me is this. So, obviously, this gay guy is...
Oh, my God. The treatment's called T-Pox.
Jesus.
Oh. T-Pox.
T-Paws.
T-Pox or T-Pox? T-Pox,
but
T-Pox.
Well, so what is T-Pox? What is that? What is that
that's the name of the show today, T-Pox Shakur.
T-Pox.
You'll have to take 3 pills every 12 hours with a high-fat diet. That's interesting.
Oh, so like bulletproof coffee and like...
Yeah.
So, all right.
Some coconut oil fat bombs and stuff.
Dude, the novel medications you have to come up with for this kind of shit.
No, I know. And not only that, like the amount of millions and trillions of dollars that have been sunk into this field of keeping people that engage in this kind of psych practice alive.
When I asked them for antivirals, they said they wouldn't give them to me because they only gave it to people who were severely immunocompromised. Like, no, we're waiting for the AIDS faggots.
You're
just
gay
regular
enough.
Faggots.
So...
Sorry, listen, sir. You're just the average faggot.
I think the AIDS faggot is a regular faggot. So here's the thing. There's a number of questions that arise here. One, when you have people who are constantly contracting novel diseases, and the threat of these novel diseases is not enough to keep them from engaging in the sexual behaviors that contract these, and also, like, there's a subculture, let's be honest, and they don't want to tell you this, there's a subculture of them that's into it. Like, the disease is part of the risk is part of the thrill of it, right? This is what they are and what they're about.
Right.
Now, we have a visceral disgust reaction to these people. And as we know, visceral disgust reactions are often, you know, one way of analyzing them. It might be a just-so story, but I think it works. Is it's actually an evolutionary response to
it
threat.
It means I'm better than you.
That's true. But, you know, we've talked about this idea of, like...
I was just wondering about this. Do you think this faggot was walking around New York wearing a mask on his way to these various gay orgies?
Well, that's an interesting question. Probably he was. And he probably was because the mask wasn't about safety from COVID or any other pathogen. It was about signaling being a liptard, right?
Yes.
So, this so which is funny. So then you have liptards. You have liptards who were like... freak out, at least they would back when it was a bigger thing. There's some that still want to cling to it, but it's just not happening anymore. But when it was a bigger thing, they would like flip out at like a conservative that didn't want to wear a mask for their own reasons, but would then hang out with a faggot who would wear a mask but would also like be going to immunocompromised sex parties. It's just a strange thing, right? It's sort of like, do you think, and of course we know COVID also was a big deal with faggots. Like, they were getting it too because they were wearing masks at their gay orgies.
I want to point this out.
And there were even governments that declined. They were like making recommendations, and they kind of wanted to shy away from a specific thing, telling faggots like don't go do faggot stuff because they don't want to be accused of anything. So gays were absolutely just during. Like, this is the one kind of gathering you could have, right? Like, normal people couldn't have gatherings, but gays could have like. These gatherings, nobody was going to do anything by just de facto, right? But there's a kind of a point I'm trying to get at to help the average person that would be extremely shocked. It's not that I'm like, it's like the rhetoric you're using might just shock somebody so they're not even thinking anymore.
Yeah, but I'll get happy DMs.
People are going to love it. No, obviously people are going to
fucking
love it. But also, like, I'm trying to also facilitate people of how
facilitate this train horn.
I'm trying to help people, give them a way to talk to somebody who needs to like actually break through like all mental blocks. And so one of the ways to do this is to be like, well, why this population of people is telling you, they're telling you that you telling them. Because even people that say they care, and maybe they do care because they're like compassionate people and they've been taught gays are really important, we have to preserve their lives. And they say, like, listen, I'm really worried about fags because like they're morally superior because that's what Jews have taught me. So fags, like, since you're morally superior, we need to preserve your lives. So can you stop doing this or maybe refrain until the danger's passed? Of course, the danger's never really passed because they keep doing this, right? But why, like, first of all, why is it immoral?
How about we cut through this bullshit for a second and get to more concrete terms? Would you like your kid to grow up to be somebody who's okay with getting anorectal lesions because they would rather have sex with multiple guys over the course of the
weekend? That's a trap question for conservatives. They don't know what to do when asked it. What would you do if your kid turned out gay? Headlights.
That's how
it always goes.
You can't just say gay, right? Because gay is an abstract category that means good. So
what would you do if your child grew up to be at risk of monkeypox because he couldn't stay home all weekend?
Right. So that's a better way of putting it. So it's like basically saying to a conservative, what would you do if your kid became gay? They would say, I don't care, individual choice. And the reason they would say that is because they've been taught to say that because Jewish media and conservatives go along with it. has taught them that gay is just like you and is in fact better than you. And it's also like and so they've absorbed that. Conservatives have absorbed that. There was a time before it was normalized that in fact conservatives did revolt against the gay stuff because they kind of had a better understanding of what it was about, or they were just fundamentally disgusted. They had religious reasons, whatever it might be. They've now been brought into the idea that gay is fine. Gay is normal. Gay is just a way of being. It's just a choice people make, or it's a way of lifestyle, or whatever. And so if you were to ask them, what would you care if your kid or your grandkid was gay? They would be like, I wouldn't care. It's just individual choice or individual right. And it's like, no. So the question you ask is, would you care if your kid or your grandkid grew up to be so compulsively addicted to risky, weird sex that even they would go to parties where they actually risk contracting diseases that gave them anal rectal lesions, and that would be an acceptable risk for them, that they would not deter them from this compulsive sexual behavior? Would you be okay with that? And so that's why I'm saying I don't even like talking about gay as an identity or gay as a thing that people. Well, gay is a disease people have.
You're leaving open.
And whether it can be cured, I don't know. So you're leaving, a lot of things are being left open.
The problem is if you asked it that way, it does kind of feed the gay the conservative premise on gay is that there's a gay that isn't just like filled with anal lesions. Right. Like that. There is no ethical gayness. Like there's no ethical conservative version of being a fag. They're all depraved, diseased, well, sexual deviants. Right. Like when you to say like, I get what you're saying. Like you want to clarify to the conservative what you mean by gay.
But even if there is the one.
This is
that's
what
not...
it means to be gay. Okay.
Well, so this is the this
in
is
the in the context of this monkeypox thing and that guy describing his lesions.
Well, what this
lesions
is...
and how painful they are. Do you remember the ladybug story?
Yes.
Remember the ladybug story with Lindsey Graham was this call
boy. This is the mean gay. Or the mode. This is the mode gay.
Okay.
This is the mode gay.
That's the guy from Depeche Mode.
So if you
that
have.
That guy's totally straight.
If you have like.
No, but I'm saying the story of the monkeypox really dovetails nicely with the ladybugs, because the call boy that met up with Lindsey Graham and Lindsey Graham disrobed and bent over, whatever, and he saw things.
Unidentified things.
And
they're probably moles.
Well, according to the story, he went to get a wet wipe. So he was okay with it when he thought it was just.
Yeah, I know.
Shit.
I know.
So the gay was not put off. It was when he realized that these were birthmarks is when he started, like, dry heaving and had to leave. Just think about that. That's mode gay.
But
sure.
These are people who are aware that a disease called monkeypox causes anorectal lesions. They're aware that's spreading. They go, it's a risk I'll just have to take.
Well, why is it, like, think about the way, I mean, I remember living in New York City and seeing the discourse around this kind of stuff and this, seeing how there would be ads in subways or ads on the street or
also,
people.
Or forget, I'm going to cut you off for a second. I want to point out one other thing. Nobody has mentioned this yet. This article is in The Guardian. This is not from Surviving Gay. This is not some person talking about the sordid underbelly of gayness. This is mainstream.
Right.
This is openly discussed in the mainstream of, oh, yeah, it's just a thing that can happen to you. Now you get the monkeypox. And, man, it's really a damn shame the system doesn't take better care of you when you inevitably get the monkeypox, because you will. Because, I mean, what are you going to – are you going to not have gay orgies?
No, because asking gay men not to do that is reductive. So then it's like, well, why is it reductive? Why is it? It's not reductive to ask the whole country to lock down for COVID. No. Like, why? That's a very interesting thing, right? Like, okay, so when you think like the COVID pandemic is out there, leave aside like the truth of that or not or whatever. And you say everybody, because I would say if in fact COVID was what they said it was, it would be reasonable to ask people to stay away from each other, stay inside. Like if a disease was this deadly and this contractible, that probably wasn't true. But let's play pretend for a second, right? So why is that not just why is it reductive? Why would that not be reductive? Right? Because it's like ordinary people, part of their life is going to the store, seeing other people. Going out in public, seeing their friends. This is part of their life. Mm-hmm. And you can ask them to stop it because of a disease. But gays, it's not only is the thing is part of their life, or the gay orgy, that you could maybe ask them to cool it for a bit because of a disease. It's their fucking identity. So it's like asking them to stop being gay. To stop doing this. It's like asking them to stop being gay. And I would say, even if there is like the, quote, conservative gay, right? Like there's like the gay who doesn't do this, maybe the outlier gay. He would not be the mean or the mode gay. He would be the outlier gay. Who cares? Because the question, conservatives, why are you always looking for the outlier in another group that's conservative of that group? Why don't you have the mean or the mode conservative? Why don't you have the mean mode of yourself that is the one that sets the agenda? And then you don't have to be looking for, well, let's have a non-mode gay that's like better. And like, you don't like, why would you? They're always looking for the special snowflake amongst the other, amongst the they're looking for the buck angel in every group. They want the buck angel of every group. Like, you be the conservative outlier of every one of these degenerate liberal fucking categories.
Buck angel broken.
Broken buck angel.
No, buck angel. They're buck angel broken. They're broken by buck angel. They're not right. Breaking buck angel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Buck angel is in charge.
Yeah. Gotta buck angel broken. So, there's that. And so, again, I think that it's broader than just the way conservatives engage with this. I think the way the entire society engages with it has to be challenged. It has to be challenged. It's like, and we have to start thinking about the idea. And this is another reason that Jews rebel against ideas of like collective social health. Because that you think that they don't, because you think they talk about these things, but they really do. They don't want you actually discussing it, because for them, collective social health is like not being mean.
Yeah.
To people, not being mean and excluding people that do things like have orgies where they get anal rectal.
Oh my god!
Because when you do that, it's all, and you know, all this shit is a fucking canary in the coal mine.
Jerusalem Post: monkeypox might be a new kind of STD, Israeli doctors say.
Do you think? You think so?
No, now notice, you know it's serious.
Now Jews are the ones that are hard at work, the most hard at work. To make sure this stuff fucking survives, because they want it surviving here.
Health officials recommend that at-risk populations use condoms faggots! During sexual activity.
Faggots! Just say faggots. That's who at-risk again.
Oh, the spread of monkeypox across... This is... They're playing with fire. Shouldn't you guys pretend that, like, monkeypox isn't really spreading? Because it's only spreading amongst that community. Should you just downplay it and pretend... It's but just, instead, it's all over the media.
And very quaint that they suggest condoms. Very quaint.
That is very quaint.
Put a condom on.
But I mean, where, is that really going to...
people to put on a condom?
Is that really going to...
Wear one of those Green Man really spandex suits during sex, maybe.
I mean, is that really... Like, we find 2 or 3 in the morning, you know, it's like... Are we really...
Is that not reductive? To ask gay men to wear condoms during sex?
Well, yeah, I would say, why isn't any asking of them to restrain themselves reductive? Right? And again, like, that guy's, the metric fuck ton of piss guy, whose name is, like, Baby Pig Boy or something like that. Like, okay, like,
yeah.
I mean, like, look at what Baby we're dealing, look at what we're dealing with. This, look at what we're dealing with. Like, this is disease, fucking compulsivity, pathology on, like, a fucking mass scale. This is, like, this is paraphilia. This is, like, obviously, these are fucked up people. Okay, the guy who openly says, also, why the fuck is it legal to publicly announce you're drinking metric fuck tons of piss? Why is this a legal act? Why are you allowed to say this? Like, this is not a political statement. This is not some artistic. This is like this is obscenity, public obscenity. For him to even have said that in a public forum like Twitter, where children could just theoretically go and read it. Yeah, I'm going to do that bit. Like, it should be fucking illegal. He should be arrested for those tweets saying he did that. And then he should be in terror. Where did this happen? And the people that do this, these things, these gatherings should be fucking illegal.
Be like,
and people should be put away for doing it.
Take me to the next one.
And like, well, yeah, I see what you're saying. So we can arrest everybody. But like,
why gum up the system with things like arrest?
All right. You get what I mean. You know what I'm saying. We can put a stop to it. But my point is that...
I just want to go there and read my favorite magazine. But the other thing, like, I would say,
think about this. We have the evidence, and they give it to us, that, in fact, this is what homosexuality, or gay, what paraphilia, perverted, this, what compulsive perverted sex involves. obviously, then, the actual thing that our society puts a stigma on is a disgust response to this. And as we've theorized with evolutionary psychology just so stories, these type of disgust responses are probably health reactions. Like, you are disgusted by it. In fact, I don't even think that's speculation. Like, if you see, like, a filthy toilet, you have a disgust reaction because it's actually dangerous. It's unhealthy, right? You could get sick from it, right? So you have a disgust reaction to things that could make you sick or are dangerous. This is not actually, I think, speculation. So why do we not understand that the human response, the healthy human response to individuals like this, is a disgust reaction? And why are we stigmatizing a healthy human evolutionary response to effectively a dangerous element, right? Like, you respond to a gay the way you do because you are disgusted by what they do, and they are, it's not, but it's their threat to you. Like, it's like, again, it's like, if it's like you have the same reaction you would have if you open up a toilet stall and there was shit like all over the place. You would be like, that's the same exact reaction you would have because it's as dangerous. Maybe it's more dangerous than
probably more dangerous.
Probably more, because you get a hose, you know, hose down that area, you know, whatever, get some rubber gloves and you know, whatever, you could clean it out. But like, so, but that's kind of my point. And in fact, there have been studies that have shown that when people not think about gay in the abstract, not thinking about it in the abstract, but when they're shown images of it, and I've not participated in such a study myself, and the few times I've ever seen such images, I've moved the screen away very quickly and tried to put up a mental barrier, and I'm actually very good at doing that. I'm extremely good at mental blocks on that kind of shit, where I literally don't see them in my head anymore. I don't know how I do it. I'm very good at it. But
I wish I could do that with the guy stuck in the cave.
Marty. Yeah, see, I did it with that. I have done it with that. That the fucking door went down. I don't see it. Yeah,
worst Marty content ever.
So I thought that was a gay reference at first. I was like,
no, I'm literally the guy that died in the cave.
Yeah, no, I know.
In the cave tunnel. Awful.
I know.
It doesn't hurt as much now, but I still think about it. There's this quotes in this J Post article that are really just make me laugh. This is the largest known outbreak of the virus in the Western world since we first learned about it beginning of the 1970s. Is that like when Cruisin' was released during that? Right now, the cases are mainly found among men that have sex with other men. But it's a disease that can be easily passed on to other population. It can be easily passed on to other populations if these men sexually prey upon other populations.
But hold on a second, though. But it's not inconceivable that there could be a disease. Hold on, let me finish. There could be a disease that is contracted at these gay parties that then could easily, just through casual contact, actually, I'm not saying this one is like that, but I could conceive of something like that, which is, again, they are a risk to everybody else.
They're just running the AIDS. They're running the AIDS campaign on this. Like, it's not gays. It's not just gays. It could be anybody. Anybody could get this disease.
Right, which is a lie.
No. I've seen the data on this. It's like 98%. MSMs.
And the other 2% are the children they've molested.
Yeah, exactly. Rape victims.
Yeah.
Designating it as a global health emergency allows countries to increase the resources and awareness dedicated to fighting the spread. I mean,
how are you going to fight it?
Metric fuckton piss boy has heard the warnings and he says that you can't tell me not to have sex.
Can you do then?
Nothing.
Right.
Wait for something. I mean, hope that it becomes, lethal. I don't know.
Well, they're saying, like, just try and, they're basically saying try and get, what he's saying is, like, you have to try and get fags to, like, slightly moderate their behavior, and that you're not going to. Like, and even if so, like, why should we have to live like this?
Here you go. A peer-reviewed study published last week in the New England Journal of, did you see what just happened there? That was weird. The New England Journal of Medicine showed the outbreak is being primarily driven by sex between men. Research showed that an overwhelming 95% of confirmed cases were likely transmitted via close sexual contact. Nevertheless, some doctors are reticent about calling the virus an STD.
You mean reticent?
Reticent.
Reticent.
Yeah. Reticent?
We say, what is reticent?
What's reticent? It's like medicine? Yeah. Really? You're going to do
it? You've been hanging around Stryker too much.
Fuck. Reticent. Do you find that visible?
I'm not like falling for this fucking troll.
I'm not even trolling. I just caught mispronunciating a word. I'm embarrassed. So I
saw your hat hilarious.
So I said "wizible." You find
it "wizible." Who cares how you accent syllables? Because from country to country, it varies.
I'm not sure if it's sexually transmitted disease or a disease that is transmitted during sexual activity, which are two entirely different things.
Yeah, because that's like what's Dr.
Itzchak Levy. He's director of the HIV/AIDS Center and supervisor.
How strong would this relation have
to be? Can I please get this man's credentials? I want to get this man's credentials out before we go any further.
I read the whole thing again.
I'm not sure if it's a sexually transmitted disease or a disease that is transmitted during sexual activity, which are two entirely different things, said Dr. Itzchak Levy, director, or maybe it's Levy? I don't want to mispronunciate anything. Director of the HIV/AIDS Center and supervisor in the Infectious Disease Institute at Sheba Medical Center told the media lot.
That's in Israel, I assume, right?
Yeah. If it's the former, that means it's transmitted when there is a penetration and things like that. But if it's something that's transmitted during sexual activity, that means it's being spread from skin-to-skin contact. Researchers and the WHO are still divided over this.
Wait, what hair have they split into 16 parts? Like, I'm curious here. Like,
well, we can't tell if these faggots are just spreading it through skin to skin contact or like penile penetration.
So
we're not sure.
But wait a second. Okay,
Levy has treated 25 monkeypox patients, all of them men. The vast majority of infected were members of the LGBTQ. All of them fags. Vast majority. You mean all of them? But that's completely random because in Africa, it's a disease that infects both men and women.
Nah, bullshit. This I'm calling bullshit on. You know how this is the same shit they did with AIDS.
Yeah.
You know that AIDS in Africa. Just so everybody gets it, the AIDS in Africa thing is bullshit.
Yeah.
What people have in Africa are like weird jungle malaria diseases that are usually spread through insect bites, like malaria and such like that.
Well, that's what they get. Problem. Well, is you're going to have
nigger faggots?
Fucked up Africans that are raping each other.
Well, there's also... Sure. No, this was the one thing... I feel like... You know those like AIDS is fake documentaries that I watched a long time ago?
Yeah.
That we did some shows on that were really funny? I think this is what they were trying to like cover up. Like, this is what they were trying to paper over. It's like, it's not that AIDS was fake in the you know, because their proof was that like this testing they did in Africa was bullshit.
Right, which
it's,
it was.
It's like, well, they're just trying to shore up like funding for AIDS by pretending
and
AIDS.
And also shore up the idea that it's not a purely gay disease.
Yeah, that's all that
like
was
they've
for.
Got there's two different things. It's like they get money for it because they like the world's gonna open their fucking pockets to help niggers in Africa. And then they'd be like, see, it's not just gay sex.
That's
it's
what
also
they did.
Like yeah, it's like, oh yeah, also like dudes that have gay sex but also rape women can spread it to women.
Yeah.
So I guess it's like if you rape both men and women, you can spread AIDS to men and women.
It's like if you've lost 20 pounds in a month and you have diarrhea all the time in Africa, it's like, oh, you have AIDS.
Right.
It's like, well, no, you're just African.
Right. You've got whatever blood disease, you've got like malaria or whatever it is, because they get weird diseases. They get novel diseases in Africa, too, just from being the conditions of Africa and also spread by insects and things like that and, you know, whatever. So, yes. So I don't buy this like again, Africa is their out for all of this shit because people are always, you know what it is? It's actually fucking racist. And I'm not saying that is like racism is so terrible, but think about it. Like they are actually relying. This would be a funny trope.
Africa, Mexico, and other places I don't give a crap about.
This would be a funny own of these people. It's like, oh, you're actually being racist because you're counting on everyone's assumption that Africans are just like filthy animals that get all kinds of diseases to like shore up your fucking story that like this isn't only gay dudes that do orgies that get this shit.
Out for that.
And they're actually rest. Think about it though. The story, the just so story they tell about Africa rests on your assumption that Africa is like a fucking fucked up shithole where people run around raping each other. And I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying that they rely on everybody assuming that. They're like, oh, yeah, no, this isn't just for faggots, because in Africa, everybody gets it.
Just write a really long
note. And it's like...
Africa, Israel, other places I don't give
realize,
a crap about.
Like, you see what they're doing with that.
Yeah,
everyone kind of gets like what... They're relying on a racist impulse in you that you are going to... Yeah.
Actually, it's due to colonialism.
Well, who... Fine.
I mean, that's the out from that.
Yeah, I mean, if they want to, but again, I would say, like, but why are you actually saying that Africans, like, it's actually an insult to Africans. I'm actually kind of sympathetic to the Africans here. If I were them, I would be like, hey, listen, we're just like kind of jungle savages. We're not really, we like to machete each other and, you know, whatever, but like, we're not really.
I got a question. Does South America have this kind of crazy shit problems like Africa does?
South America's like more civilized than Africa.
It's just so weird. It's like, what's the
I feel
difference?
Like it's more civilized.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
It is.
But there's like never.
And where it's not.
I've never heard a story of like, was something bad happened in South America because somebody like had sex with some kind of like tree monkey.
Yeah, I don't think I that kind like, of shit goes on. Man.
I guess there's like head shrinker tribes and shit, and you're not supposed to cut the trees down
yeah,
to do industrial
they
stuff.
They got some of them,
sure.
But they're not really when they're like uncontacted tribes. But also, if you think about like the Indians in South America, think about like Bolivia, right? That's a country that's mostly Indians. It's okay, a very little white mixture. What do? They're riding on mules on the back, on like they're riding these mules up and down their fucking
they're
mountains
chewing
and chewing coca
leaves,
and just like whatever.
Having a good time.
Like they're not. I'm not really. I don't
Maybe
really have a problem
there.
I mean, I don't really want. Them all moving here, but like
should all move
again,
there.
If they're just wearing like ponchos and riding on their donkeys and chewing cocoa, I'm like whatever.
Do
like that's you do you.
Do they have monkeypox?
I don't think so.
Do they even have gays there? Like, do we need to invade Bolivia next? Like, you send NATO forces to ensure that like people are passing around.
I will
monkeypox whether through sexually transmitted or sexual contact. We're not sure.
Most likely in Bolivia, they're probably like social norms that like are pretty harsh on fags.
I bet they're like socialists.
Well, they are. Well, they say the Evo, was it Evo Morales? Is he still the president down there? He was the one. He was
the fuck would I know?
I don't know.
The guy's like an act. Isn't that guy in Stranger Things?
Evo Morales. Wasn't he the fucking.
Emo Morales?
Emo?
When the president talks to God.
That was Bright Eyes.
I know. Most obnoxious thing I've ever heard.
I don't really know much about South America.
Yeah,
no,
it's not.
There's never any of these stories.
It's
that,
not like Africa. Well, dude, it's not even fucking close.
Well, a lot of those countries are just like Jew run, aren't they? That's why you don't hear about them. There's just like
well,
secret
a lot of
Jewish
them. But there's also like some of them are. There's a lot of like. There's a lot of off white people down there.
But they send them all here.
No,
they send like the browner ones here, and they
here.
Retain the off white.
There's still plenty of them down there.
They're bleaching their population through immigration, right? It's crazy. I don't know.
I mean, that's maybe one theory, but I there's just a lot of, there's still a ton of people down there, dude.
Yeah.
And I just don't, it's not Africa. It's just not, Africa is its own thing. There's nothing else like
it. It's crazy.
Afghanistan is also super, super poor. It's not like Africa.
Yeah. So, fuck, there's another thing that I saw.
Blacks are a very special thing.
I had another Gabriel.
We
need that to be a drop. Somebody needs to.
They are.
Blacks are a very special thing.
No, they're a thing. They keep like every because you know what's funny is like every other people on Earth is anti-black, like in their natural state, without Jewish interventions. Like all peoples of the Earth, like will discriminate against blacks.
I have a video of an interview with a black. It's kind of funny.
Okay.
There was another shooting recently as. You know, we have constant black shootings in America. And they interviewed a nigger on the street, and it's funny.
Is there some way that we can get like monkeypox orgies and black gang shootings? Like, can we create some kind of group activity here?
They don't overlap that much.
That's a shame. So that would be kind of an interesting social experiment. I think we should actually encourage it because, like, why shouldn't we encourage diversity to bloom in all of its different flowers? You know, 1,000 flowers to bloom. Like, let's mix these populations together.
Hmm.
But, yeah. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
So,
I wish people that I'm friends with on Twitter would stop following cringe accounts like Count Dankula.
Oh God! Wow.
I just
what
hate.
Is he saying?
It's like so and so that you follow, and then it shows me a Count Dankula. It doesn't matter what he's saying because anything he's saying is a complete waste of time that I don't need to read. That does nothing but muddy the waters, and I wish they just threw that guy in jail for the pug thing because he's done like what has he done with his supposed right to free speech for the last I don't know how many years? Nothing. Everything he's done has been harmful.
Yeah.
It's like, just go to jail, Count Dankula. You're the fucking...
So he's based.
He's a cringe motherfucker. I can't stand him.
I say he's incredibly cringe. Yeah.
Really mad today.
You are. You're in rare form.
The gay stuff just kills me. Because I have kids.
Yeah.
I want you the fuck away from my kids.
Right. Yeah.
He's mad as hell. It's not going to take it anymore.
Well, I have no choice but to take it because there's no solidarity.
We're
going to
gain subscribers.
There's no solidarity in this country among people that don't want to take it. So I'm just going to keep taking
it. Well, that's the purpose of what we're doing here.
That's exactly the purpose of what we're doing here.
You have to be able to...
No, you're too loud and annoying from New York.
Oh, I thought you were being honest there for a second.
Oh, sorry, New Jersey.
But, so what?
I can't have solidarity with you.
Well... Okay, I mean, if you want to clutch...
Is somebody from the Midwest just going to come out of nowhere and offer himself as leader? Somebody with no skeletons, someone who I have no problem with.
But guys aren't... There's a ton of people from there that aren't like that, though. Like, I know that there are some people like that, but for the most part, that's like a core constituency of ours is from that part. I understand that there are people... These are all, like, peripheral figures that like, hover and then say these things as a way to sort of just, like, nip at the heels of something that's actually doing something. I mean, again... You know, people will find
a reason. What are they trying to preserve? Why not just join the thing?
This is actually a conversation.
There's only one thing going on in this country, and it's right here.
This is actually a conversation I was having.
Everything else is masturbation.
With some people over the weekend was like how it is that various, and it's not even like anybody in particular, but just certain arguments and tendencies of saying like, like white people in America are like this, so they'll never embrace this. And I'm like, dude, that is so wrong. Like, they'll embrace what is in front of them because
they'll embrace whatever they feel like they have permission
because,
to embrace.
Yeah, no, because it's like the issue is that you would never why is this argument never made to Jews? Okay. Why is this argument about white people from America are like this, therefore they won't embrace this? Why do you never say to Jews, you know, white people from America are like this, therefore they'll never embrace like nigger AIDS? Because Jews are telling you everybody should embrace nigger AIDS. And, like, yet your argument comes to me like, oh, your party is, like, too German in its aesthetic, which is not even fucking true. It's just an odd thing. So it's like, what are you talking about? Like, we're doing a thing. We have a logo. We have a look. We have a thing we do. Now you want to nip in my heels saying,
just
oh, it's not, like, American enough? It's like... Nobody cares.
Fuck America. Monkeypox is America.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like
Jews
why
chilling
don't you
for
take
monkeypox
your
is American.
Americans won't do this and apply it to the shit Jews are saying instead of to us.
Americans won't stop having orgies to get monkeypox.
Well, America won't stop facilitating that.
They won't
so
stop
why don't
cover
you
for that.
Why don't you say to Jews, hey, you know what? White people from America are like this, therefore they'll never accept your facilitating of gay monkeypox orgies. Why don't you say that to Jews? Why is it you come to me and like, oh, the fact that your colors are black and red, people won't accept that. Like, black and red are the coolest colors. Fuck you.
Basically, they are, yeah.
Yeah.
Black, white, and red.
Man, it's the coolest. There's just cool colors. I don't give a fuck. No, if you don't throw blue in there, no one's
going
to like
it. Let's have a look here. I have a Matt Walsh tweet.
Oh, God. So you have monkeypox yet?
He's retweeting someone named Billboard Chris. I don't know who this person is. Kellen Lackhart, gender specialist at Kaiser Permanente in Oakland, California. That's a medical facility. Admits they have cut off the breasts of a 12-year-old girl for gender purposes. They've also castrated 16-year-old boys and created fake vaginas for them. Matt Walsh says... This is Nazi-level barbarism.
No, it's not.
And anyone who defends it is a monster and a lunatic whose opinions on all subjects should be automatically discarded forever. It's like, no, the Nazis, like, burned the instruction manuals on how to do this stuff.
Yeah.
Those were the books they burned.
Yeah, Matt Walsh, what's your evidence that... See, here's the thing, Matt Walsh. Here's why you can't win. Because the solution to this problem...
Is Nazis.
You have been convinced that the problem is the same as the solution to the problem. And therefore, you cannot possibly solve the problem. And also, you can't solve the problem because you're only going to be allowed, Matt Walsh, to say that until Ron DeSantis wins in 2024, and then you're going to be told to stop saying that. And you will. And you will stop saying that. After election 2024, Matt Walsh will be back to, like, low taxes. Like, let's, like, have some, please, can we please have, like, a small space where I can have, like, a Christian prayer without being attacked by gays. And the system will say, no, like, you can't have your Christian prayer without being attacked by gay trannies.
You can't have that.
And we're going to keep you forever on the defensive about that and make it impossible for you to ever organize anything. So, yeah. I mean, but also Matt Walsh is just a fucking, he's just an apparatchik. He's just a system. He works for fucking Ben Shapiro, who's perfectly happy with the state of things. Ben Shapiro, who takes, like, white people's frustrations with the current system, channels them through, like, shitty Jordan Peterson videos into, like, philo-Semitic trips to Israel and things like this. It's like, nah, like, loving Jews isn't going to get you out of this. Like, how much, like, here's a question to white people. Like, how much Jew ass-kissing can you do that will make, that will stop, like, the black crime and the monkeypox orgies? How much of that will stop the gender surgeries? How much Jew ass do you have to kiss for those things to stop?
In fact, it'll stop all that stuff.
It seems to me that we have a inverse correlation here. It seems to me that the more Jew ass you kiss, the more of those things you get.
Mm.
Oh.
That's interesting.
I'm wondering if there's a causal relationship there. At least, you know what? It's worth a test. Because, again, you can't also automatically infer a correlation. However, one good way to prove a causation would be to do the opposite and see if you change the result. That would be a valid experiment. Let's try it. But
we're talking about, like, Paul Singer.
But when we do politics, we just make up in our heads what the thing is, and we don't ever bother to think about what, you know, we don't ever test these things against the real world. We just sort of make these
things.
Well,
when you're, like, an occupied, oppressed, like,
yes, I mean, that's
the problem. An oppressed population in denial about it.
That's the problem. White people are legitimately oppressed people, and because of that, they are exhibiting the pathologies that oppressed people exhibit.
Marty was talking about the Overton window before. He was making little jokes. Like, the Overton window is basically like white people's, like the oppressed people's, like, self-boundary. Like, these are, within this is what we talk about.
Yeah.
And you pretend that, like, there's a force that can move it. It's like, no, the point is, like, just ignore it and just talk about what you want to talk about.
Right. Yeah, don't even worry
about
it.
I want to talk about gays not existing anymore.
Right.
I want to talk about trannyism not existing anymore. I want to, you know.
And if you believe in the Overton window.
Yeah.
If you believe.
Then you can't have those conversations.
But if you believe in the Overton window, you should actually endorse that conversation. Because then, if you want to be, like, less radical than that, you can be at least, well, now the boundary has definitely moved, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, the belief in the Overton window is like inherently a belief that it must be expanded, right? Like, it's because the whole purpose of talking about Overton windows is the idea of expanding. Well, the only way you expand it is to go outside of the boundaries. But then you're saying, but not too far outside the boundaries, because there's some sort of belief that you must expand it only incrementally. Well, why? Why would that be your assumption? Why not just blow it the fuck wide open, and then your incremental expansion no longer seems like all that important? So, yeah.
Wait a minute. We're talking about Overton window, and we're talking about, like, what kind of messaging and stuff you should be doing, right?
I guess.
So, like, is there any hard facts, any real data on this? Any kind of, like, demographic research? Nope, none?
No. And nor is
so now, it's all fucking conjecture. It's just
and like I said,
abstract games here.
My story on the Overton window is likewise conjecture, but then it is inherently no better or worse than the incrementalist conjecture.
But you could make all of this testable. You could do surveys and see what appeals to people.
Well,
what was appealing to you when you came here?
What if you put in front of people the idea of, like, total exclusion of homosexuality from society? Like, literally, just put that out there. How many people would you get? Now, there would be people who would probably actually. The other funny thing is,
it would be interesting to see what number of people would actually sign up for that. But right. It would be more than you would expect.
It would be more than you expect, but maybe it wouldn't necessarily be everyone that actually wants it either, because there's a funny thing.
It may be a minority, but I bet it would be kind of a sizable minority.
There's a funny thing that people who are oppressed do, which is that they will actually limit their own, like, is that people would, like, everybody would actually like that, right? Like, if you could have a society where this wasn't an issue, Right, where these things were not out there. You didn't have to worry about protecting your kids from it. You didn't have to worry about it being constantly on the internet, constantly on every app that's streaming into every phone, constantly on TV, everywhere. If and also just not out there in the public, like, creating these problems. You would like that. There are probably 99% of people would like that. Yet there are people who would still say, well, you know, I can't possibly be, like, too happy, so I'm going to go ahead and move it somewhere.
Fuck.
More. Like, it's like this weird thing. Like, we can't actually ask for the real thing we want, so we're going to have to moderate inherently. And people will even do that in their own minds. And that's something that, you know, where it's like you never make a maximalist fucking demand. Why not? And it's not just even that, because it's not even like, I'm not even talking about, like, killing people. What I'm talking about is discussing this problem in terms of what it really is. It's a disease that people have, and therefore it should be stopped.
Mm.
We should Absolutely. Stop diseases. We should wipe out diseases so the human population is no longer threatened by them. What are the methods we use to do that? Well, quarantine is one. We could go into the methods, but the point is, before we even do that, why don't we discuss the actual parameters of what's going on? Much like the issue with crime. Like, the reason this fucking country... So let me give you an example. Let's move off the gay thing and start talking about black stuff.
Oh, I have another gay thing, though. Oh,
okay.
We're going to just do gay this hour?
Yeah.
We have some black stuff next hour.
Well, just as an example of why don't you make the right demands, or why are you asking the wrong question? Here's the thing. I retweeted this yesterday for basically I just retweet on my timeline for things that I want to talk about.
That's a good way to do it.
So,
I used to do that.
Yeah. So here's unfortunately, this is a Libs of TikTok retweet, whatever. But the issue is, obviously, this is not what they're discussing. Libs of TikTok tweets this or retweets this person crying and shitting and throwing up because my students keep misgendering me in an online class where my pronouns are right there. And my prefix. What the fuck? Okay. And this Elijah Schaefer. We like him a lot, right? This is the question faced with this message. This is the question he asks. When did teachers get so weak? I used to troll my easily triggered teachers. Before Twitter, there were teachers. When did teachers become trannies, and why are trannies allowed to teach our children? No, when did they get so weak? It's worse than that. Yeah.
This is a tranny who wants a captive audience that's going to give them the gender pronoun that they
desire. And no thanks to anyone in society, children are resisting it. That's the amazing thing. Like, the children are getting no reinforcement from anybody.
How old the class of these people
is?
No, but it's just saying,
like, no matter who they are, they are getting no reinforcement to stand up against the shit. They're doing it anyway because from the mouths of babes or whatever. But it's like, one day they're going to find out if this continues. And if you're going to ask the question,
when did teachers get so thin skinned?
It's like, when did teachers get neo vaginas?
Yeah, that seems like you know what it is? You know what it is, though? I feel like shit like that. You know, you say everything you don't like is a psyop. I feel like that kind of shit is real psyop-y because
people will get. I didn't read the thread, but that will bait conservatives and talk about. Yeah, remember when people had, like, a backbone and they
could
take
exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
Why can't our transsexual teachers have a backbone about it?
What's with everybody today is so sensitive and politically correct? Why can't people just have a spine?
Like, I want my kid to be taught by a male to female trans woman
with
that
thick skin
that has class and self esteem about it.
Yeah, it's like one that doesn't cry when they're misgendered by accident.
Oh, my God.
It's like, I want them to have, like, a...
That's the sigh up there.
That's what I'm saying. And that's... whether Elijah Schaefer is doing that on purpose, or this is just the parameter of discussion, or these just, like, through osmosis or whatever, but it's so... it's such bait for conservatives to start talking about... People today are so sensitive and snowflakey.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Okay, snowflake.
Look at this snowflake. It's like, dude, it's not the issue. I wouldn't really care if the teacher was somebody who had kind of like a thin skin, if it was just like a relatively normal person, you know, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Also the crying, shitting, throwing up. It's like, Yeah. What did Libs of TikTok say? Libs of TikTok is a usually unhelpful account. Like,
teacher has a breakdown over being misgendered. That's all.
Yeah. Libs of TikTok.
I'm just looking for the thread. Right, it's like, too, yeah,
frankly.
It's
like, yids of TikTok.
They can't survive outside the system. The real question is, when did the weak become so drawn to teaching?
The real question is, why are fucking trannies exposed to kids?
Extremely insecure people feel threatened and intimidated by functional adults are always drawn to children because they're the only group of people that they can feel superior to and important around.
You're not... Why are you using these general categories? School, like, you're talking about a tranny. Like, the issue is not insecure people.
Schools need a clean house of this nonsense. Much more important things to focus on at school. The basics are reading, writing, arithmetic, and history, to name a few.
No, there's not. Not in America. In America, the most important thing is to teach these kids those pronouns. Like, you get it through your fucking head. You don't live in that world.
Is there that much of a normal person shortage in teaching? They have to scrape the bottom of the barrel to get this? Or is it intentional?
What do you mean by scrape the bottom of the barrel?
They put normal person in quotes. Like, are you denying the existence of a normal person?
Well, here's a question. Like, what are you talking... Like, I think that person was kind of edging close to saying, why are there trannies teaching?
They
were getting closer than these other people. Well, it's Twitter. They're probably afraid of a ban. But again, that's another issue. But I'd say the people that are missing the point entirely was more the point of Elijah Schaefer. Like, they're so weak. It's, oh my God, I can't tell you. When I see that, I'm like, I see what you're fucking doing. I see what you're doing, you fucking asshole. You are, oh God, because it's so easy to bait boomer conservatives into that snowflake shit. Oh, dude,
what are they going to do when there's no boomer conservatives left?
They're going to have a problem, and they've acknowledged this.
They're going to have a big problem.
They've acknowledged this. But then again, the other thing is, there's no boomer conservatives left, whites are going
to
be...
You're going to have to speak Spanish. That's what you're going to have to do.
Basically, at that point, this country is going to be halfway broken down because of non-functional infrastructure. Yeah. And, like, whites will be, like, 30% of the population will be basically a hunted minority who will hopefully by that point have learned how to do solidarity, which is what we're trying to do.
Unless we can drum up some real solidarity, yeah. I mean, that's going to be kind of like an endgame situation.
There's enough of us... Here's the thing, white people. There's enough of us to get what we want.
Oh, yeah.
All it takes is will. All you have to do is want it. All you have to do is actually, like, agree to organize along the principles of what you want and not compromise on that. And that will work. And the thing is, the Republican Party's not going to do it for you. Jews are going to use all their money and influence to stop you from being able to organize around the principles of what you want. They have billions of dollars and think tanks set up, and they pay people huge salaries to analyze data and trends and figure out how to do this, how to set up politics so that you literally stay engaged but don't get what you want. That is what America is doing. And this whole thing of, like, why are they so weak is part of it. That's exactly the kind of shit they realize. They put all the data into their fucking machine, and it spat out, oh, yeah, one way to bait people is to get them talking about special snowflakes instead of anything real. That's a helpful way to distract people. It's like, yeah, these people, you know, when I was a kid, we used to have to manually roll up and down the windows in the car. Now everybody has a button they push. Everyone's so weak these days. But yeah, that's the issue. The automatic car door windows. That's the fucking problem. Just remember a particular.
I would like to have rolling windows again.
Well, it's good in case, like, you have a problem. But again, like, far down the chain of problems.
An hour or two, we're going
to
have...
That's got to be central to our politics, is bringing back the roll-up windows. It's got to be a central plank.
Well, maybe people would stop being such snowflakes then. You know, not everything's catered to you, snowflake.
We're going to have to play all of Tucker Carlson's advice an hour or two for how to cope with what's going on, what you should be doing. The arguments will shock you. What he has to say.
But I wanted to talk about the Hungary thing. There's so much. I want to talk about tactical nihilism.
Well, Hungary feeds into it because he was talking about white identity, essentially. Right? Viktor Orban.
I'm not really even criticizing Orban, though. I want to criticize responses to it in this country like
the, which the I haven't seen. I've just seen like the pants shitting like libtard. Like, oh my god,
that's what I'm talking about.
Is this what Republicans really believe? Like,
but yeah. I want to talk about a specific. Well, again, it's old hat for us. That's just old hat for us.
Everything's old hat for us. But, we're ahead of all this shit.
The level, and in fact, I'm seeing regressions. Literally regressions, arguments, and this is what censorship does. Arguments that we had beaten back, and made people feel stupid for making them, like because we fucking sweep them off the field with no, like anybody that says it feels dumb, they're back and people are saying them with impunity and they think they're smart again. And it's a big problem.
God, you know what I think my least favorite thing on Twitter is right now? The
metric fucked on a piss stuff.
Okay, that's all right. That's a good front runner, right? But we'll just say the thing that I don't like on Twitter is where I feel like I shouldn't categorize something as the worst, but the regret trannies, like the ones that like,
yeah,
they don't like it. They don't like what they did to themselves. And now they're just going to go on a tip because they're also doing this. Like that's another person I was like trying to get my account banned yesterday, apparently by engaging with. It's like this one that, cause they have these discussions again, where they do the premise of like, somewhere out there, there's like ethical gayness and trannyism, but not what happened to me. And I just said these counts have popped up all over the place. That's a thing that I don't think could have happened.
Yeah, I'm saying.
I mean, this is a category of Twitter account that we.
If you're
going like,
to be a turncoat from this community, you have to be surviving gay guy. That's the only guy who is like a turncoat from that community that like actually exposed what it was fucking really about. You know.
Well, this one just talks
and
about...
And they censored that guy so fucking hard. And then of course, the critique of that guy, if in case people don't remember, since we're doing Gay Hour, Surviving Gay was this guy who was a faggot that did all the gross stuff, and he developed the anal rectal lesions and all the crap and the leakage and all these injuries he gave himself. And he saw all these people he knew die of all these diseases and stuff, and he eventually became disgusted with it, and he stopped, and he became like a Catholic priest.
Well, what the hell is this?
And people, or I don't think he became a priest. He became a Catholic, and now he actually preaches against this stuff. And what they were accusing him of was, well, you're now just compulsively doing the anti-gay stuff the way you did gay. And then people were saying, well, he's not actually the average gay. He was a really extreme gay. And now he's a really extreme anti-gay. And I'm like, well, look, if that's what he needs to do, if he needs to have, first of all, he wasn't an extreme gay. But secondly, if he's just a compulsive person, so he's going to engage compulsively in whatever, it's better for him to do it this, right? I would prefer he be a compulsive religious anti-gay activist. If that fills that hole, whatever gaping hole, forgive that term, in his soul that there is, it needs to be filled with something.
That stops if you're getting the anal rectal lesions. You
right,
know.
But even so, he grasped exactly what was terrible and awful about that community, and he went directly and criticized it, and he's out there telling people about it and directly criticizing it. And, of course, you can hardly find that essay anymore. I don't know if I'd be able to find it again. I would like tentatively recommend reading it, but because that's what convinced me completely of the current narrative that we have was reading that guy's account of it. And I've heard copes about it from people who don't want to believe it, like, oh, it's, and I'm like, look, no, this is what it is. And look, you can criticize. And the other thing is criticizing his personality. Whatever you might have a critique of it, first of all, that's a funny thing to do because this is the kind of a personality of a person that became a lunatic, insane, compulsive homosexual. So you're kind of automatically criticizing gays by doing that. Additionally, why are you seeking a way out of what he's saying? It doesn't matter what he is like if what he's saying is true. He could be he could still be a complete scumbag, right? He doesn't have to be a good person. You know, he's probably not, frankly. But then, so what? What is that true? Is what he's saying the truth? Is he telling you what's really going on? Is he actually exposing what's really going on? Or not? Because it makes me think that the fact that he's, one, attacked and censored, that makes me think he's onto something. He was telling the truth. But that's the only turncoat from that community that I've it's not even that I respect him. I'm just like, he told the truth. He didn't try and hide it behind another layer of like, this can be okay. It just went too far in my case.
No, and he also did he try to like join like normalcy and be like a.
He never tried to be normal. He knew he could never be normal.
That's good for him. Because the thing I really hate is like the.
I'm not a fag anymore.
No, this guy basically.
Like those church militant guys is like, just fucking shut it down.
No, I mean, I think I don't think he's involved with them. He's Catholic, but he does not. He knows damn well he's not normal. He's in San Francisco, like out there telling the faggots, you got to stop. You're all going to die if you don't stop what you're doing. Like, so that's what he's doing day to day, I guess. So.
Yeah, good for him. Have fun with that, I guess. I don't know.
I think he's well aware, like, of how broken he is. Like, that seems to come out in that essay. He's like, yeah, I'm a completely destroyed person. Like, I'm just going to go ahead and.
I was reading some discussions where you have, like, trans, you know, they're calling them D-trans now. It's the D-trans community. D-trans. So.
Isn't that like a transform? Isn't that like a,
I guess
like a
so.
Toy line? D-trans.
It sounds like a really terrible, like, rap, like, group from, like, the aughts. Like, we're D-trans. Like, the D12, the D-trans.
What do you want to do?
I'd forgotten about the existence of D12.
But
now I remember.
There's like a desperate attempt to dilute the definition of grooming and groomer.
Oh yeah.
They're desperately trying to say that, like, you know, grooming, it doesn't just refer to like sexual stuff with kids. Like, grooming means like getting anyone to do something they don't want. It's like, no, and then it's sex abuse. We're talking about child sex abuse. There's like, if you're
there was like, a sort of the broad definition of grooming that doesn't even.
There's a grooming that has no negative context, like when they're saying, Barack Obama's being groomed.
Right, that was exactly the example I was going to give. Groomed to be the presidential candidate. But no,
his egg wasn't being cracked to be president.
We're talking about people that are. Yeah. In the context of sexual stuff, it's sexual abuse. We're talking about sexually abusing kids to turn them into
almost
sex
trainees,
objects for adults that are perverts. Basically, and they get a sick pleasure out of turning them into
America is like so thinking sick. That they're it makes like, me yeah. sick. It's
yeah, well, it's facilitated.
Disgusting.
The issue with these things is like that they're facilitated.
Nobody anywhere wants to. All of America wants this stuff shut down, but no one will give that to them.
All of this stuff, and including
no
stuff with race
this.
and criminal stuff, it's facilitated. Everybody thinks it's a problem. People have to go out there and talk about these things like they're a problem, but then everybody refuses to actually discuss what caused the problem and what the real problem is. Therefore, again, literally, our country cannot solve problems.
No.
It's impossible. We can't solve monkeypox.
Well,
we
the country's problem is white people, and it's solving it. Well, that's what the Jewish regime is doing.
That's what they're. That's what's the public happening. Perception, right? And until you reject that and just reject it, you have to like.
Oh, I still have coffee.
You have to like radically reject all the premises of the mainstream society, and it's a hard thing to do. I get it. It's a difficult thing, but until you do, like nothing's going to change, and so you might as well stop. You might as well give up and do nothing. It would be better for every person doing something useless to do nothing.
It's very sad.
Well, yeah. But I really wanted to, in the next hour, well, next hour, after we do whatever you want to do, we're going to do the response to Viktor Orban, and Alex is going to like it.
I feel like it's going to dovetail with the Tucker stuff.
It's going to be basically, we're going to go on easy mode for a little bit. We can lighten up for a little bit. Go on easy mode. We can go back to the kind of arguments we were making years ago.
Oh.
Just basically breaking down this basic bitch shit they're saying, the obvious problems with every premise of what they're saying, and just that'll be fun.
Is there any way I can contribute to make it like cringe and scary?
Well, you could go. You could have an extreme reaction.
Should I like go get a weapon and pose with it or something? Or?
Do not do that under any circumstance.
Okay, I won't. I promise.
Remember,
I have a hammer right there.
What kind of weapon?
That's not a weapon. That's a tool.
I have a demolition hammer.
That's a tool for use on projects.
Okay, that's a good euphemism.
Projects.
Remember, he's playing a character. This is a show.
some working on a project.
I am not part of any political organization. I do a show. I'm very entertaining, and I'm good at it.
Yeah,
I play a character. It's just me.
Yeah, but it's a character.
I am a character.
No, that's what I always say.
But like, I also mean everything I say 100%.
You're quite a character. Yeah. Everyone gets the idea here.
Should I have something stupid to talk about? I don't remember what it was.
I don't feel like talking about anything stupid.
I know. I don't threaten anyone when I talk about stupid things.
You didn't threaten anyone.
I know. It was a joke. I didn't threaten.
You didn't threaten people. I didn't hear a single thing.
No, I made observations about
how... You talked about ideals.
I talked about ideals. I talked about how people in polities react to certain stimuli.
I didn't hear any threatening language.
No, not at all. I believe I did, Scott. I don't have the means or the will to do any of that I was talking about. I would say somebody may or may not.
Yeah, no, this is we're not talking... We're talking about...
It's theoretical.
Yeah.
Historical observation.
I don't even remember what you said.
Television plots.
I just remember it was loud.
It was loud. I think I clipped the microphone.
That's
okay.
You broke that, like...
Well, I broke the 0 dB line.
Yeah, that's what I said. The 0 dB line.
3 dB over...
So why is that 0 dB? Why is that the line of clip? Like, what is... Like, how does that... What can you explain it to me?
I don't actually understand that myself.
I don't know why that is. Like, when you go above 0, then it's loud. What?
I just assume that that's just is what it is.
I don't know.
Zero is the point at which you're not like adding, I guess. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, I never got it why that was the case. But yeah.
0 dB. Little lights go.
I don't even really understand how they
I guess you could have just made it any number you wanted.
Also, sometimes they get like
past 10.
Sometimes like the levels on the waveform don't even like sometimes it's loud and they're not that big and then
That's RMS versus peak level.
Yeah. There's a whole fucking thing.
RMS is like the average loudness of everything going on, and the peak is just how loud. So that'll be louder than.
Yeah, you got to look at that middle band. Like, there's usually two bands of color in there.
Yeah.
Sometimes not. But yeah.
Hmm. I guess we'll take a break.
Yeah.
God, I have to talk about Tucker Carlson.
We don't have to.
We have to talk about Tucker Carlson and Viktor Orban. Two people. That have no business.
Well, I'm not all that interested in critiquing Orban. I know. Like, that's not the issue.
What's wrong with Viktor Orban?
Well, there's probably problems.
Well, actually, my opinion on him kind of like took a little bit of upturn after the Russian war.
Well,
the thing is,
I actually agree with what he said, and I'm not interested in like say, oh, he's fake or whatever. I mean, if people want to do that, okay, but I want to talk about the reaction in this country from intellectuals to what he said.
Yeah.
And. That I think is a better thing to explore because what people need to see what he said and like just be like, yes, there's nothing wrong with what he said.
Mm-hmm.
People need to get to that point. And the only criticism would be he doesn't really mean it, if there's any criticism at all. But I'm not even interested in doing that today. So
yeah, I don't want to go into that either because I don't know if he means it or not. It's fine. And I like that he said it.
Yeah,
I like that Ho's mad, but we'll do that in hour two. Let's see if we can actually upload hour one. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Daily SOA.
Just so that all my detractors out there know, I put the brakes on the break time, too.
Put the brakes on brakes?
Yeah. Like, they're always like, oh, Sven's always watching the clock trying to end the show. It's like, I also ended the break so we could start the show. You were going like, it's not like...
I'll never shut up.
It's not like I didn't want to hear what you were saying. It's just like, we have to get this show done. It's 2 o'clock.
You do.
So remember, this is my job. I try to keep things on schedule. But man, I ate a lot for lunch, so I was late. I made a burrito, and then I was like, I'm still hungry, so I took more of the meats and I made some nachos. You Gentiles.
Wednesday.
We get that K-Mac. Getting that McDonald's. We got that McDonald's Wednesday. You doing first hour or second hour with him? Did you figure it out yet?
Probably. He asked how... Probably do first hour. Maybe. Yeah, I don't know. We'll figure it out. I'll figure it out between now and then. Either way, you'll get that McDonald's.
I won't do absolutely justified atrocity posting. By atrocity, I mean this society
Right. And so,
and
I don't know.
It's just kind of funny that you're talking about atrocities, and we were discussing, what is it, anal fissures? I mean, talk about an atrocity.
That's an obscenity.
I mean, but the anal fissures,
it's just atrocious, though.
The anal fissure is just it's just a symptom of the atrocity.
No, like, no,
it's
I, not believe the word, I believe the word was anorecto lesion.
Anorecto.
Yeah.
Like anorecto. A Dan Electro?
Anorecto. Is that like a style of music?
It's my dual anorectifier like, over there.
It's like a style of tech. It's like anorecto techno. Like, it's like a style of electro.
It's like hard bass.
Anorecto. I mean, in the hierarchy of atrocities, is a genocide really that much worse than anorectal lesions?
I mean, at the risk of sounding edgy yet again, like, nothing done to end.
We definitely want
to
not take
nothing
that risk.
Done to end this atrocity of a society is out of bounds. Like, there is no action you could take that would obliterate this society, end it for good. That you could say would be an immoral act. Like the atrocity is this society, and nothing is out of bounds in taking it out, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, you know what's funny? So
because we've got, I mean, we've
in regards
got the,
to this,
the World Health Organization. And the Center for Disease Control are like trying desperately to cope with how like monkeypox is actually okay, specifically because we don't want to put the brakes on sodomites in their lifestyle.
Well,
because
I think of all the COVID things to talk about, this one is actually something that might get through to people. Why is it that, you know, these institutions that were so eager for COVID restrictions, I mean, many people had varying opinions on that. Without triggering someone's desire to once again like talk about how terrible that was, just be like, no, think about this for a second. Hold off. They were so eager to do that. Yet here is something that one is completely and totally objectively testable and real, and is definitely connected to not one group and one style of behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And they refuse to recommend shutting it down. And this professor who comes out and says this, you know, I was looking in the, and one of the funny things is looking at.
I don't think we covered him yet, did we? You were just reading.
We talked about how he basically said, can't we cure homosexuality?
Oh, right. We said the very beginning of the show. Yeah, right.
There was
a
hilarious fucking comment in that thread on the New York Post article.
Yeah, the New York Post article has a funny comment thread out on this.
There's a bunch of funny comment threads on it. But in this one, this woman says, what kind of person would ever want to change somebody's natural hormone disposition, unless they were suffering? I'm like, wait, then you're not talking about this doctor.
So people with bipolar disorder or
other
hormonal imbalances.
No, the point is they're suffering.
Yeah.
The point is like your test doesn't even pass because
they're suffering from monkeypox.
They're suffering from monkeypox
and AIDS.
He's literally saying, maybe if they stopped being gay, they wouldn't get monkeypox.
Maybe they would be suffering.
So they're suffering. Like, that's not the issue. Is that they are suffering. Anyway, I don't want to go back to that. Because
we
already did an hour on that shit. But I wanted to briefly. I know you.
We have both things. We can just.
Definitely
which one do you want
to
start
about,
with?
I want to say just real.
Because we're
going
to talk about white identity.
Talk about that. But I wanted to quickly talk
before
about.
Before we do that, I just want to watch a nigger video. A short little palate cleanser. Just want to watch my nigger
video. Okay. I've got some black related content as well. Black alert.
Is it architecture? Oh, this is. I'm sorry. This link is the monkeypox.
Oh, God. Yeah,
oh, this is the open society fellow that we talked about.
Oh, God. This is open lesion fellow.
Yeah.
The open
I'm
lesion
pretty worried
Institute.
This is going
right.
to be another endemic
we
disease,
already,
especially among gay men.
We did this.
What is this guy's name? Sebastian Cohn. Anyway,
yeah, oh God.
Where's your Negro video? I don't have
a
link here.
We don't see it here.
Oh, okay. There's a little tiny YouTube link up here. Okay.
So what do we got here?
Witness described Freddie moments when gunshots rang out at a car show in San Pedro.
Okay.
I did the thing where I rewound the YouTube vidya, and it started. I have to unmute.
Is YouTube on mute?
Yeah. I have the tab muted, I believe. Yeah. Unmute site. Full screen it. Can I rewind it without it fucking? Anyway, I'll just see what happens.
It'll start fine from there.
Now it didn't do it.
Yeah. Breaking news out of San Pedro. That's where at least 7 people have been injured after gunfire rings out near a reported car show. Now, the LAPD says it happened just before 4 o'clock this afternoon. This is over near Peck Park on the 500 block, actually, of Northwestern Avenue. That's where we find KTLA 5's Carlos Sacedo. He's live there with the latest. Carlos?
Rick, it's still a very active, fluid situation right now. There's an active search for the shooters.
You talking about monkeypox?
We've been told that witnesses heard multiple gunshots just before 4 o'clock at the 500 block of Western Avenue at Peck Park here in San Pedro. Now, I want to bring in Monique Howard.
There's going to be more shots in the background as he's reporting.
Your adoptive son was shot. Can you come this way?
Yes, sir.
What did you know? What have officials told you?
Well, officials called and said for me to come and check on my biological son. That's the whole...
Biological son?
Oh, my God. These fucking people.
What are we looking at here?
Just like... Sniggers.
Just, I mean, how does she even know how a word like that?
Why does she look like the black people in the commercials I see all the time?
The reason I came down here. But literally, it just was a massacre. So...
And your son...
was not affected, but my adopted son died.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry to hear that.
What the fuck?
She seems real broke up about it.
This is just strange.
What the fuck?
Look at this. Like, also look at this little son, man.
What's with the fucking pills?
Which is like the sourpuss.
Jesus
Christ.
I don't know for sure. But that's what I've been told.
And you haven't been able to get a hold of him?
No, I'm on my way now to go to the hospital and find out the, you know.
So he's just not picking up calls? You haven't tried?
No,
did?
We have a big, big family.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Compton. I'm from Compton. So this is a Compton massacre.
Just to hear that a gunfight would break out at a picnic at...
Yeah, that's not unusual, actually.
There's not like dozens of movies about that.
It's like, bro, like, but I'm also like, aren't you a local news beat reporter? Like, this happens every day.
Like, have you never listened to rap music, sir?
Like, have you never?
I mean, old school stuff.
Have you ever listened to your own news broadcast?
Yeah, right.
Like, forget about rap. Like, have you ever listened to your own the news program on which you?
Well, I can understand why he wouldn't, because that's work. So you listen to the rap music.
But
do
you not read the lines you report? Like, you're a local reporter in this part of California.
Have you ever seen Friday?
Shootings at picnics is like the most.
That's what picnics are for with these people.
Yeah,
it's awesome. We're gonna shoot some niggas.
This was at a car show. There were families. There were children.
It wasn't a car show, sir.
Maybe there's some confusion. Maybe
sir, this is a picnic.
Maybe she was at an unrelated massacre. It was like a block away.
Yeah, it was a different
thing. We got the wrong. We're interviewing the wrong people here.
That would be funny.
I was at that massacre at the 400 block.
This was
at the 500 block. I wasn't in old Peck Park.
It wasn't a car show. This was a picnic.
Oh my God.
This is a Compton massacre.
It's not a car show.
Not a car show.
It's like a show where they show niggers how to make car payments. Like, no, you're supposed to.
No,
they
just wouldn't. There would be nobody there.
You're not supposed to have them repossessed after the first month.
Yeah, but see, nobody would show
up. The down payment's just the first payment. Yeah, I know. That's the problem. But they're trying.
That would be a totally safe thing because nobody would be there.
It was a baseball game.
I'm telling you, she's just at the wrong shooting.
Yeah, just a different shooting.
It's a different shooting.
Is that the punchline here, Alex?
I don't know.
It's just a different.
That's it.
What the fuck is what? This bitch?
Well, she's black.
We're not done.
This is like the blackest shit ever.
This is fucking this bitch actually is like, funny.
It's great. It's great.
I'm on TV. Yeah, is that why she doesn't care that her stepson is dead?
Let's keep going. Yeah. Right, so here comes like the COVID. God forbid she get COVID.
I wound it back. I wound it back a touch because I was so dumbfounded. We were laughing so hard. So let's start this again.
But hold on a second. So the girl in the mask now. Because God knows she wants to stay safe, right?
She needs body armor, not a mask.
Yeah, well, COVID is definitely the biggest threat in her environment, right?
Got the shootings at the car show, at the picnic.
Excuse me, Alex, it wasn't a car show. This was a baseball game.
Do these guys have their county numbers on monkeypox infections? Are they safe out here?
I think,
well, you know niggas is... All right, let's do it.
Something like that would happen on a Sunday afternoon.
Well... when you dealing with different hoods, what do you expect? Because it's a weekend.
It's like female Ock Nation.
I can't speak for everybody else, but...
get her own YouTube channel right now. This is too many sun man at the baseball game.
Look, when you
what do you think is going to happen?
Yeah, no, she knows. She's well aware, like, when two different groups of niggers collide in a public gathering, like, yeah, this is, you know... I don't know what you think is going to happen, Whitey.
So does every sports game end in shooting with these people? Because, I mean, like, that's...
Well, no, they're well aware. This woman is actually from the ghetto.
This is incredible.
She's like she's not great. Like one of these niggas you see on like Law and Order or something like that. She's actually from that area.
Oc Nation
relates to this one.
I know, that's what I'm saying. He better
because he's
he better
saying,
cover it.
He's like, this is the because basically she knows what happens when you get too many sunmen together in a gathering. And she is trying to tell this news anchor.
Sunman or adopted sunman?
It don't matter, man. Maybe that's who's shooting at each other.
Yeah, her biological kids and her adopted kids had a shootout.
All right.
I'm from Santana Block Crip, so it's going to do what it do.
Well, I hope your adopted son is okay.
And this dude just doesn't know what to
She's
say.
Like, I don't care as long as he represented the hood.
His son is okay. That you're able to get a
Can we see those signs?
Block Crip, so it's going to do what it do.
Well, I hope your adoptive son is okay. That you're able to get a hold of him.
I heard that he passed.
Yeah. Hopefully that's not true, but it is. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, she doesn't
I need
fuck.
To leave this before like I get
more,
fired.
This guy's like more upset than she is.
He's like, stop ruining my career.
He's right, like,
so again, multiple people shot. We're told that at least 7 people were injured. 3 of those people with
is this the car show?
Wounds. 2 taken to the hospital in critical condition. But as you can see behind
oh,
me,
yeah,
you're
pimp
still
ride
very
right there.
Active. Seeing people are trying to get away from this area.
It's not a car show. He just drove
that
the
looks
baseball
like a car show. Car.
Have been
yeah.
searching vehicles again. Cars that were part of a car show were trapped here, so they're just going one by one again. Police searching every vehicle at this hour looking for the suspects.
Breaking news.
So, right.
So as usual, we have no suspects.
Dialogue was during this exchange like, God damn,
I would really like to know what, because again, this is one of those things where it's like,
what's I thinking?
This is another one of those things where I'm like, no, you, everybody fucking knows. Like, there's at least part of what's going on. Everybody knows it, and that guy knows it.
What did she say? She said, like, it gonna be what it gonna be.
Yeah,
like
she said,
like
well, you got different hoods.
It gonna do what it do.
Coming together, so it gonna happen.
Do you think the niggers, like, accuse each other of glowing when this stuff happens?
No, because they all know this is what niggers do. Like, they're about
that nigga
it.
Glow over there.
No, they don't.
Because they see all a bunch of fans and shit.
No, because, like, you... They know that black people that aren't working for the government just like shooty. This is like they know, this is not part of their world. Like, that's not the issue. But I want to talk a little bit about another black issue I saw. This is brief. I'll do this briefly. So Baltimore. So Baltimore. The woman, you remember Space to Destroy?
Oh yeah,
that lady just lost the primary in Baltimore.
Oh, how sad for her.
Yes, terrible. Now of course she lost to another black, and I was reading a little.
So things
bit,
are going to get better.
No.
Is this what happens when you get one hood against the other hood?
Like, let me explain. So what happened was, crime in Baltimore is just terrible. It hasn't gotten better since Freddie Gray. None
crime.
Of
now you're using the fucking buzzword.
Crime
is really bad.
So what they did was in 2019, I think, they composed this. I was just reading this article. Okay, I didn't know much. I haven't really following what's going on in Baltimore. I was reading this Huffington Post article. Whenever they actually like somebody. But they actually got voted out. They use this term embattled. You know, embattled is someone the media likes, but like the voters don't. God. So even the libtard and black voters, which mostly black, in Baltimore voted out this woman who gave Space to Destroy because she was essentially...
Was she a Crip? Was she in the wrong neighborhood?
I don't know. But I'll say this. Also, the word I don't want to ever hear people use is soft on crime. They're not soft on crime. They're soft on niggers.
Yeah.
Okay, it's soft on nigger, not soft on crime. Soft on gathering. Soft on blacks if you're a little bit too squeamish for the word niggers. But so even the niggers were like, this she's too soft on niggers, so they wanted someone else. But then I read this thing about this task force that they had convened in Baltimore, and it was called the Gun Trace Task Force, or like the GTTF. Mm-hmm. Gun Trace Task Force. And they're like, Baltimore is still reeling from the police corruption scandal related to the GTTF, most of whose members are still in federal prison. Well, okay, so they convened a task force in Baltimore to find and locate street guns, to basically get guns off the street. They create a special task force of cops to do this. All these cops are now in jail. Okay, and so I was looking
like
into
for
it
racism
more.
Or
it started with racism. But also,
as it always do.
But there's another element to this in that, like, so this is actually kind of interesting. So the GTTF had a number of different cops on it of a number of different races. And they're like the members of the They said this started to go off the rails when the task force was accused of targeting blacks. I'm like, okay, the fuck else are you?
And y'all haven't seen The Wire before?
But it's like, okay, who else are you going to target? When you're talking about getting illegal guns off the streets of Baltimore, it's going to be 100% black people. Okay, first of all. Secondly, then they said, then members of the task force had been accused of armed robbery, selling drugs, and racketeering. And I was like, okay, so let me look into this. And of course, the cops that were doing that shit were black. So, so a bunch of the guys in the gun trace task force that were actually doing these terrible crimes
were black.
And the thing that's most sickening of all,
Mr. Black,
two white cops were on the task force. They're serving the longest sentences because they pled not guilty. The ones that were actually doing the crimes, which were the black guys on the task force, were actually doing the armed robberies, actually doing extortion, doing all this shit. Pled out. They took a pleas. They cop pleas, and they got lighter sentences. The two white cops who weren't doing that stuff pled not guilty, saying, "We didn't do anything wrong. We were simply doing aggressive policing because we wanted to get the guns off the streets." Are actually like in jail for the longest time. This one dude is in jail for 18 years. It's just.
You get to keep your pension though.
I can't even really accuse this guy of that because he actually seemed like he was doing the kind of shit
I'm just putting that out there, and I'm not saying to criticize him. I have no idea, but just to, if anybody else,
but my
in
point
law
is like
anybody else in law enforcement hears this, it's like.
Well, my point is like here's a guy who seems to legitimately want to do this, and what do you get? You got 18 years in the federal
exactly.
Fucking
that's
can.
What you put out there for them.
That's what you get. Like if you're actually a decent cop, just like the cop recently that like shot that guy that stole his taser. That guy seemed to want to do his job. Now he's going to, the price, what he gets for that is like, you know, he's going to get probably 18 years in the fucking federal can. So this is what you get. I mean, it's like, but my point is a society like this, a system that does this cannot possibly
atrocity like
fix
this.
It. Like you can't sit there and complain about Baltimore when you have this, you create a task force. Obviously some of the people on the task force are criminal niggers. Two of the cops in the task force appear to be whites that actually wanted to get the job done. They're in jail. They're all in jail, but these two white guys, because because of this bullshit prosecutorial thing where if you plead not guilty, you get a worse sentence because, of course, they were going to be found guilty. And you want to know what? There was one other issue in this Baltimore election where there's this nigger in Baltimore.
No, what are you really?
Okay, but let me explain. So actually, one of the guy that ran against this woman, Mosby is I think her name, Mosby, the Space to Destroy lady. The guy that ran against her, I think his name is like Blake or Drake or something like that. I think it's Blake, right? I could look it up, but whatever. One of the things he ran on was there was this nigger who had carjacked somebody, and like while he was fleeing the scene of the carjacking, the cops like shot at him but didn't kill him. And then they arrested him, and they found that his gun had been used in a murder that previous day. And he got off on the charge of the carjacking and armed robbery. But he had four fucking trials for the murder because he got two hung juries, one conviction that was rescinded, and then a fourth conviction, which has now also been rescinded, and they're trying to charge him, like, again.
How did you get the rescinded? What the judge just says?
Because his thing is his claim was the cops planted the gun on me.
But isn't that like when you go to trial and the jury convicts you? They found that they don't think that
they like
don't
threw out the court for whatever reason like threw out two of these convictions. And the guy who's running is blaming the previous prosecutor for the fact that this guy was dragged to court so many times, and he says we're well past like the Constitution's. Limits of retrying. And I'm like,
well, yeah,
I can see that, but
twice.
Also, like,
he's convicted twice, so therefore, like,
but like, how many?
God damn it!
How many? Because they're basically saying, like,
chair.
He gets two hung juries because, of course, blacks don't want to convict. They finally secure a conviction, and the court throws it out, probably because the juries were like too white or something. And I have to look more into this, but it's like, It's also
like how white people can't tell if black people did a crime or not.
But I like how it's also like, is this really? Because this crime happened in like 2013. Why? How many murders have happened in Baltimore since then? Why is this even an issue? Why is this even something that's anybody's worried about?
How many?
Like,
per
you
day?
Might as well let that nigger out on the street because it doesn't fucking matter. So the question is like, this city, and this is sort of a like everything going on with this is wrong. Like, there is no way that under the current incentive structure and current people in charge that any of this could ever get better. There's zero hope.
The ideological commitments make it impossible.
There's zero hope.
You're ideologically opposed to doing what has to be done.
Right. Yeah. Because you can't even say what it is. Because if you even say, okay, we have a big problem with Baltimore crime, so the first thing we need to do is get guns away from blacks. Well, now you're out. When that's actually the first thing you need to do. So if you can't even discuss the true first thing you need to do, if you try and get guns off the street and you go to jail because you targeted blacks in doing that, well, then it's just forget about it. Just throw your hands up.
Yeah.
You might as well make it Murder Park. You might as well turn Baltimore into Murder Park.
It's interesting
because you effectively have.
It's actually like designed to punish you for trying to fix problems at this point.
Like, yes.
That's what's going to get you punished.
The system of incentives that is created is so perverse.
Or even if you are a citizen, and maybe you do something that has an impact on local crime, you'll get arrested.
Or maybe if you're a citizen that sees a local incident that happened in your city with a black person committing a crime and you speak out about it, even though you had nothing material to do with the crime itself, now you'll find yourself being subpoenaed.
Right.
In the case, even though you have had zero things materially to do with the actual facts of the case, you just became an advocate after the fact. Maybe you'll be subpoenaed for opening your fucking mouth.
Right.
Oh, but that's not
because
punitive.
You're not supposed to
that's
talk
not
about
a punitive
this.
Thing, right? That's just like process. Oh, no. Guys, don't mischaracterize. Peter Teff getting subpoenaed by the sheriff, there's no punitive action there. The sheriff is just allowed to do that. That's just part of the process. Don't mischaracterize it. Because it couldn't be that subpoenaing an outspoken citizen is an intimidation attempt to shut him up, because technically the state is allowed to issue such subpoenas. Therefore, okay. you really can't mischaracterize and complain,
so here go the
complain
Canadian,
about
Here go
this.
The Canadian farmers now.
Well, good for them.
Just like the Dutch farmers.
Yep. Oh, those Danish farmers, right, Alex?
Right.
Are you like, I can't find anything about this. There's nothing on Google.
I mean, these are like small European countries that don't matter.
Like Canada?
I don't know. It's pretty...
why don't you know the name of this particular stupid little country that's fake? I don't know, but it doesn't matter. It's smaller. Like, all those states would fit inside Texas.
Did anything come of that? Like, have they overthrown their government yet?
No, I don't know.
A lot of people are saying that this is like a repeat of the situation with the Canadian truckers. Like, you better have like an actual demand.
Well, I don't know what the demand is, but I know that Trudeau did something with like they're going to reduce the amount of fertilizer available to Canadian farmers by a ridiculous amount. But it's like, you know, you can do a lot of things with fertilizer.
Well, I'll tell
you
what happened in the Netherlands.
Yeah, what happened in the Netherlands?
A political party is forming around this that's going to be, like, gay and conservative.
That's always the worst answer.
That'll help.
I mean, that's what I've been told, is that there's like a new... They're basically taking the momentum.
Hold on, there's a big truck going by here. We've got a bunch of messages written on it. All right, let's pop this open. This says, no mandates.
Wait, what?
No mandates.
Okay, I can agree with that.
They're protesting.
So this guy's against gay stuff, right?
Fertilizer mandate will something yield.
Well, it'll drive past. We'll see it better.
Something American.
No mandates. Don't go on dates with men.
Okay, well, lower yield equal third world famine.
Oh, hold on now.
What's the matter?
So they're saying that the real problem here is you're going to create a third world.
Yeah,
famine.
We're going to starve these poor brown people.
Oh, come on.
No, I think they're saying that like our countries will have a third world type famine. I think that's what they're saying.
Because
the issue here is like they're doing a thing like to end pollution, you're going to have less fertilizer.
Okay, yes. That's actually what my assumption was, but then I saw what Alex was saying, and I was thinking maybe they're centering like third worlders. But the other issue is
that third worldism?
The other issue here is the focus on the word mandate.
Sure.
It seems like that word has been MK Ultra now since the vaccine. Yeah. That mandate has been an MK Ultra word where you're supposed to oppose anything and all things named mandate.
Like the nigger mandate.
Or like the mandate.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what the mandate is. It's something to do with an agreement Trudeau signed about fertilizer.
It's probably...
I don't honestly know the details of it. I just saw that they're doing this.
I'm sure that it's real, and I'm sure that part of it also has to do with, like, Russia's sanctions. Like, they just aren't... They just don't have enough of what they're going to need to make fertilizer at the same levels or something, but I'm not sure. I'd have to look into it exactly, but yeah.
2% of their population's involved in farming. That's more than the United States.
So are they also waving like the Dutch flag? Is that the deal?
I guess. I thought that was the Russian flag.
The Russian flag has white on top.
I know. I'm just kidding around.
Yeah. That'd be funny to get it wrong.
That was my little joke when like the Russian shilling was hot and heavy, and so I was doing it to pretend that was a Russian shill, and I put up the wrong flag on purpose. It was good stuff.
It'd be funny to get it wrong there.
Yeah.
On purpose. Go with a Russian flag and wave it and be like, what?
Okay. So... What were you going to do?
Wanted to do this Tucker on this
kid's... I got the Tucker and you got the Orban. We got the
video.
White stuff.
I'm not so...
My chair won't lock.
Well, just what's the part of the... you said you wanted to watch...
My chair won't lock. It keeps like...
I don't really want to watch this kid's whole fucking video.
No, fuck that. I have a clip.
What are you crazy?
Thank God. Thank God.
What are you crazy? That's crazy. Play the whole Tucker segment? What's wrong with these liberals? Play my whole segment? He's socialist. That's socialism.
I can't get to my profile account.
How do I just... Oh, there.
Yeah, so I don't know what the story is here. This guy, his name is Daniel Schmidt. And for whatever... When I visited his YouTube channel this morning... No, visit it right now. He had like 200-something subscribers. Let's see where he's at now.
Ladies...
He now has... Well, it still is not doing that. He's got 386 subscribers. He's got 14,000... 635 views on this Tucker segment, and you're not listening to me.
No, I'm listening. I'm listening.
Okay.
I'm listening.
I don't know what the shot is here on why Tucker decided, like, this kid is going to get, like, a long-form interview with him over what. But then I started reading synopses and commentary on what he said, and it's like, well, he's reaching out to the young kid to make sure that the young conservatives out there don't get any ideas about actually doing anything that would change the course of America and make their futures better. It's basically like...
Yeah, it seems like he's cultivating even more of a John Doyle version of John Doyle.
But yeah, it's what I was looking for,
like
evidence
doubling
of that.
Down
but
on
like,
John
it seems
Doyle.
Like this kid doesn't
he's
have...
He's got his nicest JCPenney shirt on.
This would be the genesis of this guy's career if that's true.
Like, right.
If
yeah. he's been in, it seems like that's what the... I mean, there's no other reason why
I mean,
Tucker
his
would
channel,
randomly pick him.
His channel is called Piece of Schmidt.
Right.
So it's like, what are we doing here?
I mean, bad pun. I mean, it's like, bro, you're too young for dad puns, bro.
It's not just a dad pun. It's just a bad one to name your channel.
Yeah.
Turn into piece of shit.
Yeah. So I asked Tucker what the purpose of anti-white sentiment is. So we're talking about anti-whiteness.
That's good.
Yeah, listen to what Tucker said.
I mean, what you identified is so, it's so obvious.
Oh my God, he's that annoying thing where one guy is in the left channel and then the other guy's in the other channel. Fucking hate that. Make it mono. Everybody knows Tucker's voice from yours.
I mean, what you identified is so, it's so obvious. Like, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction.
He's not coming into mine.
It almost seems
right.
Do you think it's like, this is what they want? They want
Wait. Where is Tucker recording from? What the fuck? And
probably
what is
his basement.
Angle?
The Tuck Bunker.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. Basement. That looks like my basement.
Yeah, that's a piece
is he
of
down here?
He's in Bo's garage.
Yeah.
Outlash. So then they can use that as a pretext to crack down even more. Do you think this is on purpose?
Also looks like it just got out of the show.
Well, I think also they're stealing a lot. I mean, I think the main questions in governance are economic questions, usually. Not exclusively. Cultural questions are... I spend a lot of my life mad about cultural questions. But there's a bigger story, and the bigger story is...
Are you not hearing this? Is that why you keep talking over it? Alex, can you hear the hear the audio on this?
Yeah, I'm hearing it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You're just like
all right,
interrupting it.
I thought maybe you couldn't hear it because you said you couldn't hear it.
I was like, when I pull this one out, I can't hear the kid when I pull this.
Yeah, the kid's only coming through on
he's
one
only
channel.
Yeah. Through one. Yeah,
okay, I'm sorry. You guys were making me paranoid that like
I
was
the
only one
hear
this.
I can hear it.
It doesn't help that the kid on the screen is also fucking around with his earbud.
Yeah, right. That's the other thing. It's like, bro, can you like just I mean, whatever.
The bigger story is the looting of the American economy. And
really,
I could get super boring. I won't. You can watch my show, but I'm really interested in economics and foreign policy. And there are these huge things happening in both those spheres that get relatively little coverage, in some cases, no coverage whatsoever.
Okay, so I'm wrong. Tucker just ran away from the whiteness stuff.
And in place of coverage of those two topics, foreign policy and economics, like the biggest topics, is this endless series, really a loop of race stories. White people bad, black people holy. So maybe, not maybe, in fact, certainly, this is manufactured. They're creating race hate, and they're absolutely creating race hate, that is true, as a cover for their crimes. That's my view. I mean, obviously.
Okay. I mean, let me respond here real quick.
Yeah.
So we can do a coherent thing. So the kid set him up already. He set up how he wanted the question to be answered. If you heard, everyone heard. He said, like, so why are they, because they're both acknowledging that it's out there, so they both see it. This kid sees it. He probably sees it more than Tucker because he's young. He probably went through school and in school got it, like, consistently. So the question then is, so he says, like, why do they do this? Do they do this to create a reaction to justify further crackdowns? Now, embedded in that question is the assumption that it deserves crackdowns.
Right.
Why would white activism deserve a crackdown in any case, ever, for any reason? And in fact, they would have to say, if you were to ask them that straight up, they would say, well, it doesn't. You have a constitutional right, blah, 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 blah. But I would also say this. I could see Tucker's point, maybe, if in fact it was limited only to the media. But this kid went to school. He's probably recently out of high school and possibly in college right now, maybe still in high school.
He's 18 years old.
Probably. Okay, so he probably either graduating high school or graduated last year.
Yeah.
So why then do you think that they're doing anti-white indoctrination in your high school to distract you from foreign policy?
And economics.
That's the thing is Tucker seems to be acting like they're doing this in like bad faith. They're not really anti-white. They're doing this as a smokescreen.
Well, let's just go through these other clips because this all comes together in very interesting fashion. This clip is supposed to be about his advice for young white men.
Where you find satisfaction is through achievement, and achievement comes through commitment and responsibility. So my advice to young people, particularly young men, is just dive face first into it. Like, drop out of college. College is ridiculous unless you're moving towards some very specialized degree that you can only get in college, if you want to be a veterinarian or a physicist or something. But if you're in humanities, you know, I can give you a list of 100 books. You can find it on the internet and you'll be better educated than you would be at whatever stupid college you go to. A. B, get married and, you know, choose wisely, but don't overthink it. You know, don't overthink it. People overthink it. Like, if you're compatible with someone and you can smell that, you can make it work. And by the way, it's never easy because men and women fundamentally don't understand each other. That's the whole joy in it. That's why marriage makes you grow, is because you don't really understand the other person. So you have to try every day.
But we're talking, Tucker, we're talking about politics.
For what that
person. He is talking about politics.
I know.
Have more children than you can afford. Take a job you're not qualified for. Like, go balls out. You know, just go balls out. I don't know. What is everyone waiting for? You know, have some adventure in your life. Do something crazy. I mean it. And I don't mean, you know, go to Bali. Skip Bali, please. What is
he saying? Spray paint groomer on the side of a cafe doing a drag kids hour? Go balls out.
Well, whatever you do, make sure
you're a little two balls out.
Whatever you do, make sure it's entirely self-centered and
goes nowhere
near the institutions of power that run this country.
Well, it's also
drop out of college.
What are you supposed to dive face first into? And I'm not like, please, can we just avoid the obvious jokes?
You heard Tucker earlier, though. Economics and foreign policy.
It's one thing I worry about my white son is that in the future, he's going to be offered like all kinds of jobs that he's not qualified for.
Yeah,
he's
that's
gonna
the
be
definite attorney. Problem.
Whoa, listen, I can't.
It's like I mean, a lot take of a job kids. You're unqualified. It's like Tucker, you're talking to white people here.
Yeah.
Not talking to blacks.
Is it like an Uber route that's really difficult?
Where are all these jobs? Like, and again, I know it's like literally like that bit from what was it? Always Sunny in Philadelphia, which yeah, I know it was
the job cannon.
It's like what? Just like fire myself. It's like just fire yourself from that job cannon. Fire yourself into that marriage cannon and job cannon. You know, just twice. If two cannons. Just
fire yourself. Fire
both
yourself.
Barrels. The
fire
barrel
yourself
the
from Tucker's
barrel.
Head cannon.
Yeah.
But it's like yes, but I you know this kid kind of mischaracterized it. He says Tucker's advice for young men: drop out of college, get married, have more children you can afford, seek responsibility, adventure. So I wasn't expecting to do the caveat, but it's like drop out of college. It's like wow, sounds like somebody says like don't be part of what's going on, don't be part of the elite, stay out of it.
Yeah,
you know.
And it's sort of
my
it's
advice
sort of
to
like,
young men: be like get a fucking women's studies degree and go get a job in HR and like do the opposite of what you're supposed to do. That's my advice. Like, you know what I mean?
The problem is, like, as an individual, you can't, the thing is, as an individual, you can't solve any of these problems. So what you can do as an individual, though, is, like, avoid some of the shittiest institutions by, like, not exposing yourself to them, by not getting a college education, therefore making it just losing that credential that you will need. And I'm not telling people, like, go to college. But I'm saying I want everyone to examine why we are at the place we are at, because there's no particular advantage in not going to college. Okay, like it's just sort of default. There was a time when it used to be like you don't have to go to college; you could like get a job doing computers or something. That's closing because they're just getting fucking Indians and shit to do that shit, right? And like I don't know, maybe there's still opportunities in that field. It doesn't matter though because it's not even about that. Because the self-help thing, like I don't know what you should do for a job. It's fucking hard to make money. And what? This inflation and this shit that they're imposing on us.
I want Tucker to say, get together with the rest of your white friends that are asking the same questions.
Yes.
Find ways to form a group that can maybe lobby for power one day.
Right.
Seek power and take it. No, it's basically seek jobs and adventure and responsibility and, like, go be a rugged individualist somewhere else.
Get a job, take on a lot of debt that makes it so it's really fucking precarious.
Have more children than you can afford.
Just take on precarity.
There's power. Yeah, there's power because there's power in overcoming that. Not power, but there's a. So I'm going to skip over like he asked him about porn and stuff. Tucker actually says something based like.
That's who are, an, it's
who
relatively.
Who is making all this money off porn? Why
well,
do we know
Jews.
Their names?
Like, it's Jews. We, yeah. It does. Yeah. Right.
But so here, go do some more white stuff here.
Any other group? We'd be.
Whoops.
I agree. I think college. You know, in addition to being a waste of time, it for young white men, I think especially, it's so. Demoralizing
because you're under attack.
I mean, I'll just give a quick.
It's funny that he's got to give this article, this interview, this kid that keeps talking about white people. Like, imagine this 2 years ago.
Well, because this kid had just come out of school where he was subjected to indoctrination.
I know,
on race.
But I'm talking about like Tucker's. Yeah. Tucker's accepting this line of question when we're talking about whites.
Well, yeah, Tucker,
this is what we always said would happen eventually.
Story. Yeah. You know, I come from a public school in Tennessee, right? I mean, everyone here is pretty normal. Sure, whatever. I go to college. My very first month, I try to participate in this like debate Borzoi. Tournament, whatever. They tell me, they say, you can't participate because you're white.
Right.
This tournament's only open for BIPOC, which is like black, indigenous.
You know what you should do? You should drop out of college.
As people of color. Yeah. I'm like,
why not insist on your right to participate?
I hear these stories in the news, but I assume it's like isolated to like one or two places, like Berkeley or Yale.
No.
I go to University of Chicago. It's supposed to be a bit more of a smart kid school. And my first month, I'm banned for being white. And that's like what? So I do want to ask you. You know, you see this like anti-white sentiment, and it's so pervasive. It's just so common nowadays. Why do you think like they're so focused on bringing down young white?
Well, men? This kid always talk
what
about
is
race.
It about young white men, especially that they really just want to destroy?
This kid might actually.
Well, I mean, what's the?
I don't have any criticisms for the kid.
No,
I'm,
me either.
I'm coming after Carlson.
No, me too. I'm like, this kid seems to be trying to lead him
yeah.
to say something about this, right?
Right.
Instead of just reverting to talking about like, wow, just, you know, just go you know, balls out, seek responsibility. But it's like, this kid's like, well, yeah, but I keep getting attacked for being white and I'm 18. What am I supposed yeah. to do?
I mean, what's the end game here? I mean, kind of like, what's the... next step, if you isolate people on the basis of the race and attack them, kind of what are your plans?
Not a race, Tucker, whites.
Actually. I mean, if we were doing this to any other group, we'd be like, whoa, wait a second. You know, we're moving toward hurting people. Obviously.
moving toward it.
You know, like, we don't like Malaysians. And if you're Malaysian, you can't
participate. Wait.
I like Malaysians.
What's with the distractions? What's with the deflections? Why is he also not talking about what you should do to respond rather than talking about, like, wow, this is crazy what they're doing? Anyway,
well,
let's just
I'm
let
surprised
him
you to say, well, see, this is why I say you should drop out.
Let's read a book on the humanities. Let's let him finish.
Have your own.
I want to see how he finishes this.
You can't participate and, you know, check your Malaysian-ness. Well, I think people who are Malaysian would be like, I think maybe they want to hurt me because I'm Malaysian. Like, why wouldn't you conclude that? Like, so what actually is the end game here? I don't think this ends in a good place at all. And I don't know why people put up with it for a minute.
Well, okay, Tucker. Agreed.
All right.
Let's not put up with it for another fucking minute. Are you with us, Tucker? Yeah. Let's do it.
Well, that's not what I meant by put up with it. I mean, you know,
well, what
just don't think about it.
So what is it? Like, again,
we keep going.
Does he ever give a thing that they should do?
Well, so listen to this.
You make identity politics mandatory, you're going to get white identity politics. Why wouldn't you?
And hey, we don't want that.
Hey, geniuses. Hey, Bill Kristol, have you thought about this for a minute? Once everyone has an identity, well, then white people are going to create identity politics.
Why are they last,
Tucker? Why wouldn't they? Do you really want that? Why are you doing this? What is this? You make identity politics, man.
Okay, so
he's making it sound like this is the last.
I mean,
you need to stop doing identity politics so we don't do white identity politics because the last thing we want is white supremacy.
Yeah, no, I mean, yes, but it's the same. It's sort of like avoiding by sort of pretending like he's uninvolved, right? Like, are you white, Tucker? Are your kids white?
He's like this impartial observer.
Yeah, he's
it's just a funny situation we got here.
So there's this group of people. They're focusing on identity politics, but they're excluding this one group. Well, obviously that group's going to react. I mean, how could it not? I'll just be up here watching. You know, I'm not white. I don't have five white kids. You know, so this is the thing.
I don't have a dog in this fight.
I actually like this piece of Schmidt kid. Like, he seems to be asking the right questions.
This piece of Schmidt kid is more fucking. He's more on the button than
because
Tucker
he
is.
Got. You know why? Because he got that fucking experience at college, and he can't get it out of his head. He was literally told to get the fuck out because you're white. So he experienced it directly and in his face.
And
probably
then he turns to ask Tucker Carlson, who was the leading light of the white race right now. He asks him for advice on this, and this is what he gets.
And he just gets like, "This is crazy." Obviously, if you're going to get a response, do you really want that? And it's like, well, I mean, you know, the problem is, Tucker, like, where do you stand on this? Which he seems to avoid. And he avoids it because...
I heard loud and clear that he wants to avoid white identity politics from ever taking place. He wants to... basically saying, like, you need to stop this before this gets out of my control. I'm doing everything I can.
But the thing, it's, I don't even think he's doing that, because what he's doing is he's giving, it's sort of what he's doing, but the mechanism for that is that he's giving an example of how you should respond to these issues.
Yep.
The proper response is not to do white identity politics. The proper response is to warn the people in power,
mm-hmm.
you're going too far, result will be white identity politics. Rather than just saying, yeah, we're getting shit on, you were excluded, you went to college and you were literally excluded on the basis of your race, we need to fight that, we need to punish that institution, and we need to make them suffer for what they did to you, and we need to open the doors of that institution back up to white people instead of saying that. And we need to organize to that effect and get the people that did that in trouble and go after them, ruin their careers, whatever else. Like, instead of saying that, he's saying, like, this is so weird, why are they doing this? And of course, what that does is then it teaches you, like, how to answer these kinds of questions. So in the future, the rhetoric will be, if you're going to get something you don't want, but not from me. I'm just saying it's going to someone else.
Yeah.
Theoretically.
There's one last one.
Second thing, read books, like actual physical books.
Okay, fair enough.
Not on the internet. Buy the books. They're cheap. Try
Mental
to read serious books. Make yourself do it. Set aside an hour every day, half an hour every day, in bed, fiction and nonfiction, mostly nonfiction, and try to read books, you know, that weren't written yesterday. any book written before the Second World War has a kind of ease about it. There's less self-censorship.
I misread this. Sorry.
This was a much freer country before the Second World War. It's very obvious. So I would read as much history as you possibly can, preferably history written, you know, before everything changed with that war. That's my personal view. I feel it very, very strongly.
Okay, so Tucker, you know exactly what's going on.
That is a fucking, that is the loudest, low frequency dog whistle I've ever heard.
So the Second World War changed everything, huh? Okay. I mean, I can, I don't really disagree with, well, the only thing I would say is that, like,
I misread that as you should read books about the Second World War.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, like Holocaust handbooks?
You can read, but I would also say you have to read things that happen. I mean, the thing is,
well, what about books God after the Second World War, like Gemar Rudolf, some of his stuff?
But you could also, there's plenty of books you can read after the Second World War. You just have to have a critical view of what you're reading, you know. And sure, there's an ease about books written before that because they weren't just like attacking white people.
Okay, there we go. Sorry about that. It's true. He's right.
But yeah, I mean. Yes, it is. The censorship is out of control. But again, you can also, I would just say, read things, but understand, have a worldview when you read them. That would be what I would say. But I don't really fundamentally have a problem with what he said there, because he's basically saying, yeah, that's when everything changed. So he really can't. I mean, you know, I'm kind of.
What's the mix? It's the mixture of things that are true with like the bad advice
It's like again, I just think Tucker. It's like. You know, I don't feel like
this
giving,
is just how
I don't feel like I need to make some kind of special exceptions or space for him.
No, I'm saying the opposite. No, I'm saying he's always going to be trailing behind what we're doing because they're losing people.
Right.
He's always going to be playing this game where he's got to do that dog whistle, but also drop out of college. Focus on yourself. Avoid seed oils. Get married.
Yeah.
This and that.
And again, it's like the problem isn't like that's judging those particular pieces of advice or not. The issue is that's not politics.
Right.
White men don't just need, because it's like, okay, white men are being politically persecuted. They don't just need relationship advice. Maybe some of them do. I'm not saying that's a thing unto itself. However, you're a political. It's like, excuse me, I thought this was politics. You know, this isn't like the marriage advice. I mean, now you know who else is doing it?
This is rightoidism. We got to do our self help session now.
Right. Self help.
He should hook up with Jordan Peterson. They could do great content together.
Yes, the tendency of right wing politics to devolve into self help is like a huge fucking problem. You know what was so funny? Remember that guy J.P. Sears? Like that redheaded guy who was kind of jacked,
yes,
who did that kind of cheesy comedy. I was looking at his. Remember that video he did that was actually really fucking funny? Where he's
he's done some funny shit.
He's like, you too can become like gluten sensitive.
Yeah.
If you do that and just replace gluten with seed oil, it's the same fucking thing.
Right.
And the thing is, he's making fun of libtards. And that video is from like 4 years ago or something like that, like 4 or 5 years ago. And he was talking about how like you can use it. You can use the like gluten sensitivity to gain power in any situation. And he's like, and always remember to keep another food sensitivity in your back pocket in case he's like, just in case your friend actually caters to your gluten sensitivity. Now you can pull this other one back out. And he's like, oh, there's no gluten in this. Well, is there dairy? Because I can't have dairy either. And he's like, that's right. Now you're back in the driver's seat. And I just fucking about lost it. Like, remember, how to flex on well-meaning people in any situation. Pull out a new thing they need to cater to you about, right? Anyway, it's sort of funny.
That's great. That's great stuff.
Yeah, it was great. And it was really funny because I was like, remember this skit? And it's like literally all seed oil posters today are doing the same shit. It's like, I think it's kind of the same, it's the same kind of concern, right? Gluten and seed oils. I guarantee you there's a crossover there. Or maybe like the right-wing people like gluten and hate seed oils. And like, I don't know, but whatever, that's dumb. But what I wanted to say, so Viktor Orban, over the, I guess, when did he say this? Last couple of days at some point, he says, I got this thread here from this woman.
I don't know. Are we really done with Tucker? Because I thought it was very interesting. He was talking about politics being about economics for the most part.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here thinking, but okay, explain to me the economic incentives to being so anti-white. How does this help the economy again?
Right. And then the Just So story he tells is like
they're just covering.
They're covering up for these bad things they're doing. I'm like, is that why this kid was kicked out of the thing at University of Chicago?
Yeah.
So this 18-year-old kid, probably not that engaged, maybe since he's a political, maybe he's somewhat engaged, but like, what they would have kicked out any white person, however engaged I mean, they were or not in foreign policy issues. Additionally, it's also stupid because, as Tucker himself is saying, when you do this to people, you're going to politicize them. When you politicize them, they're going to also then start having opinions on things like foreign policy. So you're actually drawing attention to that shit. You're not it's like
Tucker Carlson, I feel like, needs to explain what is the economic incentive for disenfranchising the largest ethnic group in the entire country.
And the most economically productive.
Yeah. How does this work, Tucker?
Yeah. Why would you disenfranchise like the best, your best population, your most law abiding and best population of workers? The people that literally made this country a prosperous, nice place to live, why are you destroying them? What is the possible reason for that? It can't be like what he's suggesting. It can't be that. And it's like, why of all distractions, why not do the thing of like the president got a blowjob, right? Remember when that was a thing? Like, oh yeah, we're gonna distract from the war in Kosovo by talking about Bill Clinton getting a blowjob. Now, I don't think that was exactly actually why that those two things were concurrent, but I actually disagree with the idea that Bill Clinton started the war just to cover for the affair. No, that was there was longstanding foreign policy things that Jews wanted from that, and these things happened at the same time. In fact, if anything, you know, the blowjob was helpful to distract from the war, but like that wasn't the purpose of it. But if anything, not the war was to distract from the blowjob was to distract from the war, if anything. It might have just been a coincidence. But so the question is, why not do that? Like, why, if you need a distraction from your foreign policy shenanigans, why not have, like, Joe Biden shitted pant? Or, you know what I mean? Like, why not do that? Like, Joe Biden farted in Belgium or something like that. Or, like, oh,
or was it the Netherlands?
George Bush fell off a bike. You know, like, well, I thought they were running low on methane products.
Why is this
was it Denmark? It's all the same country.
He probably farted in all three countries.
Denmark, Belgium, Netherlands. Is the Netherlands Belgian? I can't remember. Like, doesn't the Netherlands also the same the name? Like, doesn't that country have another name too?
Holland?
Yeah.
I thought that was a tunnel.
Finland?
I can't keep up with the countries
that matter. That was a tunnel.
The Netherlands tunnel. You know, I'm not gonna be able to fit those tractors into that tunnel. Probably,
oh, that's so funny. I'm sorry.
Anyway,
yeah, like New Holland, like the Baylors.
Oh,
yeah, like the farm equipment.
Oh,
Holland tunnel, go to New Amsterdam.
McNabb can't call us Yankees anymore. I saw a map of all the American nations today. We are not part of Yankeedom. The counties that we're in were this tiny little subset that was the New Netherlands.
I'd rather be a Yankee.
I'm a new Netherlander. I'm a new Ned Flanders.
No, I'm a Yankee.
No, fuck that. You can't.
No.
It's clearly like Westchester, Putnam, Long Island.
Was this
City.
Like an autistic like division?
Yeah, of course.
So now I'm thinking about New Holland, which makes farm equipment.
Not, like, Tidewater? Remember that one?
Tidewater is way down here.
Yeah, it's like
it's way down here.
Maryland.
Where did
Baltimore
they come into business?
All those niggers in Baltimore, they're Tidewater people.
Balmer.
Oh.
Anyway, yeah.
Yeah, New Holland, Pennsylvania. That's where they were founded. Interesting.
New Holland, Pennsylvania.
New Holland Tunnel?
Yeah, New Holland, Pennsylvania. I hadn't really thought about it before, but
New
Holland's been doing farm equipment forever.
Well, Pennsylvania Dutch, it's been a thing forever, but yeah.
The shit were we talking about? Oh, yeah, the smoke screen. Like, oh, yeah, it's a smoke screen. Well, maybe the elites actually just honestly hate white people. Is that a possibility?
Yeah, could it
perhaps
be that
just
it's
a
not?
Racial
I mean,
animus?
Because you can't explain, like, oh, yes. Yeah, you went to college and you were immediately kicked out of a discussion because you're a white male. That's they're trying to keep you from talking about foreign policy. Like, well, huh?
Yeah, right.
It's like, but now I want to talk about foreign policy. Now I want to destroy Israel. So,
well, you
see,
this helps Amazon make more money if you get kicked out of this college or out of
well, it does because now you order a bunch of books online.
That's the angle that Tucker's got. Yeah.
They want white people not going to college, so then they'll just buy a bunch of books from Amazon.
See?
See, but if you go to college, you also have to buy a
lot of books. Oh, no! See,
Appalachia.
Me and Mike are from in here. Mike's from, like...
New Netherland. Yankeedom.
Why are you...
We're not from Yankeedom, Mike.
But I'm from New Jersey.
I know. That's the top. What do you think that they're from the head up there? Right? That's where Mike's from, and I'm from this little fucking shit right here.
But you know what's funny?
That's where Peekskill is, nigga.
Petition that we change Greater Appalachia to Greater Melungia. As that is the group that lives
Why
there.
Why is, like, Dallas in Greater Appalachia?
I don't know how that works.
The Appalachian Mountains go all the way there?
I don't think they do.
No.
Oh, Pittsburgh's like on the border. I feel like
there's a different culture entirely
over
there.
What are the Midlands?
Shit going on here.
The Midlands, those are mid as fuck. No cap.
the far west. I'm traveling to the far
Midlands
west.
Midlands is just like where midwits live.
I just love not being a Yankee. You can't take that out of me anymore. I'm a new Netherlander.
Dude, no, fuck that.
We are new Netherlanders.
I'm a Yankee.
Fuck that. Yankee-dom.
I'd like rather be a Yankee than a New Netherlander. Like, I gotta be honest with you. Like, I gotta be fucking honest. The Yankee just seems better to me. At least it's a thing.
Yeah, right.
At least Yankee is a thing. Say whatever you want about it. It's an actual thing. But yeah. All right. I'd rather not just be fake. Like, New Netherland, that's just fake. It's just not real. Also, like, the things people do to escape being white. Like, No. I'm a new Netherlander. It's like, okay, yeah. Go ahead and talk to the other new Netherlanders about that and see what they have to say.
I'm the only one, so.
Yeah.
I'm the only one self-applying the label.
Yeah.
You can come talk to me. That's all ready to get a hold of that bullshit. You want to get that political identity off ground? Come talk to me.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It looks like they're doing some sort of female Tour de France right now, and they're pushing this real hard. Look, no one cares about women's sports. No one ever will care about women's sports.
Name one player in the WNBA.
Yeah, that was Bill Burr's. Bill Burr's bit.
Name
was
one team.
Great. You know, it wasn't men that failed the WNBA. It was women. All you women here. Have you ever gone to a game? Can you name a player? Can you name a team? No, you can't. The WNBA failed because of you.
It was so weird seeing him in Breaking Bad, where he just pops up.
Yeah,
like as a little bit player.
Pop up on a Star Wars show.
Yeah, he's in the Mandalungian.
Mandalungian. He's in the Netherlandian.
He's from like the Falcon. He's from like the Southie galaxy. I got some stormtroopers. I got some droids. We got to release some prisoners.
Listen,
real shame about the emperor and everything went down. But we're go along, get
Listen,
along.
Look, New it Republic, wasn't it me. Wasn't Austin failed. They failed the empire. It was you clones.
Name a single stormtrooper. I dare you.
Yeah, name a single clone. Division. You can't name one. You don't even know. You don't care. You don't care. You failed the empire, not me. It wasn't the rebels. It was the fucking clones. Don't come to me complaining.
What kind of Empire Strikes Back in the second one? You know the trilogy, they're just going to come back. Yeah, strike in the third one. The final act. Textbook stuff, people.
You can't name a single fucking Sith Lord.
I mean, honestly.
Actually, you know, you probably could. That's one thing you can name.
You shouldn't be able to. It's like.
Nah, yeah.
This has a concept. Like, oh, it's a prequel, but there's all kinds of new shit in it. Sith Lord. Never heard of that before.
How come they didn't even mention that in the last fucking three movies? They happened afterwards, and you never even heard of it.
Don't even get me started on midichlorians.
Midichlorians?
It sounds like it caused a monkeypox or something. That is where the farce comes from.
Sounds like someone I put in my fucking pool. And midichlorian count is low. Watch out, you're going to get some algae in there.
That's really good. Yeah, you gotta balance out your alkalinity and midichlorians.
My kid's watching the Star Wars movies talking about midichlorians. I think he's talking about fucking pool chemicals. But since when do you care about
That's
that?
That's a good one.
I told you to clean the pool all last summer. You didn't do shit. Yeah, see, I could do Bill Burr bits. Just like, see, this is how good we are at this.
Midichlorian is a pool chemical. That's amazing.
Yeah, you see?
I guess, like, that's
see,
good.
Do you
that's
know what we gave fantastic. Up for the white race? Both of us gave up promising careers and being fucking hilarious radio hosts doing this shit.
Well,
let's see. You take the midichlorians, and then this gets rid of the spike protein.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Take the midichlorian tablets.
His ivermectin count is off the charts. He might be the chosen one. He's going to end. He's going
to
end
the higher ivermectin count in your bloodstream.
He's going to end the entire pandemic.
I've seen more ivermectin parts per million in his kid's fucking bloodstream than I've ever seen before. Why are we doing this? Like in a plus?
For no reason, people just like when we do this. Yeah. It doesn't matter what we're talking about. Just do the New England accent.
Yeah. You're supposed to put that in the notes, by the way, so they know that this is a show where this happens.
I'm just going to put New England accent for
That's
no
what you
reason.
Need. People have asked for this notation to be added.
What's the time guys stamp? Do that. I'm going to call it about in about 1 hour. I'm just not going to leave that in there. Right. Keep them guessing. Were you going to talk about
Viktor
Orban? Viktor
Orban. Yeah, I'll talk about it. So
from Hungary, I'm fucking starving, by the way.
Fucking, yeah. What, whole country.
What's
the point of being hungry?
About being famished.
Yeah, geez. But no, so here's what's funny. So Viktor Orban says this. We Hungarians are not a mixed race, and we do not want to become a mixed race. Okay, so this is a post by this woman, Katalin C-S-E-H.
Seth. She related to Seth?
Seth? She what is it? Fucking Seth Lord?
Seth Lord.
Seth, Jesus Christ. Seth Lord. Anyway.
I met that like video game Jewish guy.
Yes.
Hungary says they don't want to be mixed race. I have no problem with that.
So
everybody knows that
so
voice,
this is
right?
MEP of Hungary's Momentum Movement, VP of Renew Europe, activist, feminist, blah 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 blah. Idealist dog mom, of course. So this is like some westernized libtard woman. I'm not sure if she's Jewish or not. I don't know. I'm not going to make that claim, but she could be. In any case, so she's saying this. So she's saying this was Viktor Orban at Beltuznad just now. I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
Tearing into Western Europeans for mixing with non-Europeans. To all the Orban fans out there, this is what you're supporting. So this is apparently at some conference or some public event.
Fuck.
Orban said this. He also said that he basically said he identified himself as Central European, not Eastern, which whatever. I don't care about quibbling about that. So he's basically saying right now Central Europe is being pitted against Western Europe, where Western Europe has all these values of mixing races and such, and the Central Europeans are just trying to stay who we are. And he's saying Hungary is not a mixed race country, and we don't want to become a mixed race. So now, the response to this is what I wanted to talk about. The number of libtards doing really, really...
No.
What?
Nothing. I just decided to look into Rod Dreher's response to this stuff. And there's so much Rod Dreher content we could be doing.
Fuck.
Possibly
going to have to do it continued on.
We might have to postpone K-Mac.
Well, maybe.
Why did Sebastian Cohn get monkeypox? The American conservative.
I have to, like, can you primitive root pimples on your anus? Like, they want to know
what you're doing. Dude, Rod. There's one answer, okay? I'll answer that in one word.
No, I just don't. We have to read this thing. I cannot wait to hear the dancing around the fucking issue that's going to come on.
People want to.
I know, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay,
sorry.
So, I want to hear what Rod has to say about Viktor Orban, but before we do that, I want Alex, given that the two of us have grand experience in tactical nihilism, and remember, what she is responding to is his saying, we Hungarians are not a mixed race, and we do not want to become a mixed race. What is the go-to tactical nihilism that every libtard in this thread is saying, pretending...
You don't have a race, and you've already got a bunch of mixed ethnic groups there.
Boom, right first time.
The Hungarian is actual a mixed ethnicity of made up of blah, 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 and blah,
right.
blah, blah, right?
Exactly right. So the first thing they do is they're saying, wait, but Hungary is a nation of supposed Europeans named after Asian horse nomads.
Hungary is not a race. Huh?
I mean, that's just what they were by
when
they got there.
All, but the
they like rode away from Asia. And they're like, man,
all,
I'm fucking Hungary.
First of all,
I'm so hungry. I'm adding a fucking syllable to it.
Yeah, very good. First of all, though, the Magyars are a distinct European ethno-linguistic group. They are, in fact, white, and this is the language they speak. That the country is called Hungary. The ethnic group is called Magyar, and that's the language as well. And so Now, you could say, well, the Huns were Asian steppe horse nomads. Okay. And blah, blah. I say, okay, I don't care. Now, first of all, the other thing is this. A, let's say Hungary was a country that was essentially the race created that was a mix of, like, white Europeans and Asian steppe horse nomads. Now, it's not, but let's say, like, let's for the sake of argument, say it was. What is wrong with the people who are the result of this cultural mixing happening however long ago deciding, okay, this is what we are. We want to stay like this. Is there something about having had, like, Asian horse nomads from the steppes come into your country or sharing a territory or clashing with them? I'm not sure the whole history of it. In somewhere in the past, that means that inherently you have to accept, like, niggers from Africa into your country. Like, where is this rule written? That, like, because it's like even if Bible, even if Hungarians were a fucking half gook, why the fuck does that necessitate that they have a bunch of, like, Arabs and Middle Easterners and blacks?
That is a good question. Into, I mean, their, you country. Might make the case that they would have to accept the half gooks, like people from Finland, but
hey,
not so much the niggers.
But people, but like, that's the thing. The question is, like, why is it that, like, again, the funniest thing, what they do is that what. A common thing they do, and we were talking about this, I was talking about this with Stryker yesterday, is he's like, why is it that, like, only somebody, according to these people, you have to be, like, 100% like Dolph Lundgren tier Swedish person in order to, like they basically hold the pure Aryan category, like, against you. Like, their because construct of what you supposedly, like, think.
Oh, I get it. The perfect Aryan is set against the good enough Aryan. Yeah.
Right. The perfect. So they're saying, like, oh, well, what are you talking about, Hungary? You don't want a mixed race? Like, you're not. You don't look like Dolph Lundgren. Like, you're not a bunch of blonde-haired, blue-eyed Swedes. You have no justification. It's like, right. But even the people that do look like that, you also say they have, like, no justification to not want a race mix. So fuck you. The fact is, I would say any group, any human group, has the right to say, we don't want a race mix. We like who we are. I think any group has the right to say that, right? Additionally, this kind of nihilism about ethnic makeup, how come you don't apply this to Jews? You want to see, like, look, are Ashkenazi, Sephardic, Mizrahi, all these different types of Jews? Like, look, Jew isn't even a thing. Look at these different weird groups. They've got these three categories. There's no genetic distinctiveness here. Who are these people? Besides, they've mixed with Europeans. This isn't even a real fucking thing. So why do you have Israel? What right do you have to keep out Arabs? You're more genetically related to them than you are to, like, some of these categories of Jew. What are you talking about? You people are crazy. This is just a delusion. So what right do you have the state of Israel? Like, you'll never see these people say that. So obviously, you know, and the amount of, like, the thing that really fucking grinds my gears is reading some of these tweets in response, and these people, like, think they're so fucking smart. And this is what the censorship has wrought, because there was a time when us and guys like us would have, like, rode in on a horse from the Asian steppes into these fucking threads and trampled these fucking right. arguments. We would have, like, and made these people feel fucking dumb. And the question is, then, this is when Stryker made the comment of, like, the... Like, literally, he's like, the present-day atmosphere, like, denies all categories to anybody but Jews and niggers. Like, the only people that are allowed to have a category applied to them with, you know...
Yeah, because you could probably do the same thing with certain African countries. You could probably look at their history.
Oh, completely.
Look, there were Arabs in this region at one point. So, therefore, they should accept massive amounts of immigration of white people here.
Yeah, what right? Well, I would say this, like, South Africa... there were two different tribes of blacks.
Right.
First of all, the actual region where the Boers settled was uninhabited. But the two warring, the Zulu and the Xhosa, which were always at each other's throat, then came down to where the whites were. So, really,
it's uninhabited until white people arrived and started to make something nice over there. And so, suddenly...
And then, you know, I was thinking of... There's this old video. You know that guy Louis Theroux, the journalist?
Yeah.
So he had done a thing... When Eugene Terra Blanche,
Boer, right?
Yes. When Eugene, is he a Boer?
No.
I thought he interviewed a Boer at some point.
He did. This is exactly what I'm talking about. Eugene Terra Blanche, who was the, if you've ever seen that, like, swastika looking design, I forget the name of the party. People will know it, and they'll say, Mike, how dare
it's
you
like
not know
it? It's like
the
curly Q one, right?
Yeah, it's like the three pointed. It's like the three.
Oh, the three ones. Yeah,
three of them instead of four, right?
Yeah.
That was his party in South Africa. Now, in the end, this guy actually, Julius Malema's had his fucking guys go and like chop him up with a machete. Like, that's how Eugene Terre Blanche died. Anyway, Louis Theroux in his youth is interviewing Eugene Terre Blanche.
Mm-hmm.
And he says to him, so what do you mean, like, blacks can't be Boers? And Terre Blanche is just like fucking thunderstruck. He's like, he can't, he doesn't even know how to respond to it. Because he's not used to this kind of, he's not used to this kind of attack. In his world, race is such a, this, such a hard, concrete thing. You know, like, there's Boers, there's English, and there's niggers. Like, that's his life. Right? That's what he understands. And, mm-hmm. And there's no reason not to, because you're in South Africa. And a lot of those Boer groups, even the white ones, started to say, okay, like, we'll protect all whites, even English. Like, we're, you know, despite everything, we're still happy to protect you from niggers. But for him, like, it's fucking absurd mm-hmm. to say to a Boer, why can't the blacks be Boers? And he's so thunderstruck, and, like, he's like, they're not. What are you talking about? They're not. And Louis Theroux is, like, demanding an explanation. Now, if I were Eugene Terre Blanche, what I would have said, and I don't blame him for not thinking about this, because it's like he's not in the world where he's got to come up with all these clever retorts. I'd be like, well, can Boers be black?
Yeah, right.
More specifically, can Boers be Zulu? Can Boers be Xhosa? Can Boers be those things? Well, why not? Oh, because you in your mind can only apply categories to blacks and Jews. You don't let white people have categories. So Boer to you should be open to everybody. But no, Zulu, Xhosa, black, that's exclusive to just the people that actually meet those qualifications. So, which would expose completely this guy's okay. whole thing, but, you know, it wouldn't have stopped Eugene Terre Blanche from getting chopped to bits with a machete, unfortunately, but yes.
Can I ruin your day yet?
You can ruin my day at any time.
While you were talking, I'm sorry I missed the bulk of that. I was reading Rod Dreher's coverage of Viktor Orban's comments.
Let's do it.
I mean, it all just—I don't know what else I was expecting.
I'm eagerly awaiting.
He first attempts to contextualize. He quotes lengthy bits of the speech. Some of it talking about birth rates.
Yeah. He does talk about the birth rates.
Talking about a relationship.
Oh, this is another thing I wanted to mention, real quick, before you go on. The fact is that then now Hungarians, Magyars, it is a unique European ethnic group. And in fact, the birth rates in Hungary are very low. In fact, they're below replacement. Mm-hmm. And Viktor Orban says, he says, we don't want to become mixed race, but we are having this problem. We need to turn it around. Okay, yeah. So he's upfront about the issues confronting the country. And people are like, well, if you don't accept immigration, you know, you're just going to get wiped out. And it's going to, and it's like, but if they do accept immigration, they'll be wiped out. It's like, but do you not have any care for the fact that a unique human group is facing this wiping out? So here you have a unique human group that's pretty small, about 10 million of them in the world. The Magyar people in their country are having a birth rate problem. And your answer to them is bring niggers to your country. And if you don't want to, enjoy a fucking extinction. It's like, wait,
if we don't turn this around, we will be invaded. In response, say, well, if you don't let yourself be invaded, you'll be invaded.
Well, you'll be gone, right? So it's like, well, your method of stop, because again, they're applying the Western liberal thing of like citizens are just any fungible human unit. Your country, Hungary, needs more fungible human units. So you need to bring in like fungible human units from Africa, even though those are not Magyars. And it's like, well, the issue here is the Magyar people are under threat. Is that not a problem? Should we not act to preserve this unique human group? Well, no, because they're white. Fuck them. What if it was a fucking group, some fucking stupid tribe of niggers or fucking kikes? I mean, weren't we supposed to, like, God forbid, kikes, we lose them. Oh, my God, what a fucking nightmare that would be. There's less Magyars than there are kikes.
Sometimes we pretend we lost a whole bunch of kikes just to, like, performatively go through the
motions.
Yeah,
just performatively
how terrible
talk about how awful it would be.
Very strong words, but truthful ones. Viktor Orban knows what the leaders of Western Europe cannot bring themselves to face, that the future of the West is in doubt now because of mass migration from the non-Western, non-Christian world.
Non-white world, Rod.
That's what I was pausing to say. Happening at the same time as the collapse of the West spiritually and morally. He says that the borders of the West now fall between Central Europe, Poland, Czech Republic, Slovakia, Hungary, and others in the post-communist bloc, and the West, precisely because the former communist countries are not yet overrun with demographic outsiders. I gave an interview a few months back to Western journalists, in which I told him there's a good reason that Hungary doesn't have a problem with anti-Semitic violence, because Hungary does not accept large numbers of Muslim immigrants. Like, I can't believe that I wasn't expecting him to just reiterate that.
Remember, according to Rod Dreher, the only purpose of European civilization remaining European is to not have anti-Semitic violence.
The European Union's own survey shows that most anti-Semitic acts in the EU are committed by Muslims.
Who fucking cares?
Followed by left-wing extremists, right-wing extremists are in third place.
Why are we even talking about this?
Because it's the American conservative. Everything revolves around Jews. Well, because
everything is about, like, because basically what I read in this is Rod is like, is a pathetic plea to Jews. Like, hey, I like Hungary. Can you leave it alone? It's actually good. Hungary's good to Jews. Can you reciprocate? And Jews are like, well, now that you asked, you've let us know that we don't have to.
Right.
And then Viktor Orban grabs the third rail and gives it an Indian burn. But then he goes on. This is why I'm glad I waited to read the full context of Orban's remarks before I reacted against the mixed race line.
Wait, why are you assuming you would react against it?
I love rhetorical questions. He's clearly not talking about genetics, guys, but about culture.
No.
He said in the Carpathian Basin, we are not mixed race. We're simply a mixture of peoples living in our own European homeland. This would not have been a true statement 1,000 years ago when the Magyars arrived in the Carpathian Basin, but it is today. What Orban is saying is that Europeans want to live with and mix among other Europeans because that's what keeps the peace. But he's using the term race as a symbol of religion and culture.
Wait, but Europeans are a race.
Nuh-uh.
Well, thanks, Rod. Thanks for reframing that in such a way that it completely neuters the entire
cowards.
Point.
Just good cowards job. Everywhere.
But it's cool.
like what
thanks
forces
for,
you...
Thanks for maintaining the frame that race is the third rail, that no matter what, if you talk about it, you're wrong.
I was just going to say, like, what enemies are you beating back with this, like, stunning rhetoric, Rod Dreher?
Yeah.
Of, like, I must accept my enemy's premises and just, like, labor under the idea that I can do a thing they don't want in a way that they can't criticize.
Why not just say, like, that the Hungarian people have a right to self-determination? Like, how about the Hungarian race, the Magyar people, and their have a right to use their state, the Hungarian state, as a mechanism to determine their own fate? And all people have that right, too.
That's amazing how fast he is at deflating forceful rhetoric.
Oh yeah, no, it's a specialist. Why do you think he makes the big bucks? Why do you think he makes like the middle tier bucks?
this is just painful.
Rod, here's a question.
I don't know,
Rod,
what I was expecting.
What if
I was expecting something even more novelty-ish? I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, no. Unfortunately, there's no novelty. But like, what if he just said that? What if he just was talking about genetics, the race, the actual biological group? What if he were talking about that? Is there no context in which that can be defensible?
I guess that because Roger thinks he can become Hungarian, right? I think that's his, like, goal in life, essentially, is to just go live there.
Yeah, but I think it's more than that. I think because he could probably, even if the Hungarians decided that they were going to do that, it's like he could probably even go live there if he decided to be
a
friend of them. It's not that. It's like, just like he's reframing it in terms of...
Does Roger have a narrative on, like, do illegal immigrants to the United States... Do they do a lot of anti-Semitism? Like, what? Like, on what basis do you oppose illegal immigration?
He doesn't.
Oh, he doesn't? Because
they don't do anti-Semitism.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, as far as I know, he doesn't.
So America can be overrun with these people.
Right.
That...
The only reason ever to oppose non-white immigration into a white country would be to prevent anti-Semitism. Right. Like, because, again, the only purpose for the existence of European civilization is to not have anti-Semitic violence.
Just a very just unique
the
form
reason
of...
white people exist to be this sort of cushion, this padding around Jews, this protective cushion around Jews, protecting them from, like, Arabs and other people. And it, frankly, if you let these Arabs in, then you're just breaking down that wall of protection that white people are supposed to provide for Jews.
I don't know what puts me into a worse anguished panic, reading the words of Rod Dreher or thinking about that guy stuck in the cave tunnel. Because Rod Dreher is stuck in a cave tunnel of conservatism.
Rod Dreher is, like, significantly more stuck than that guy.
He's stuck. He just won't suffocate. He keeps on spurging out new columns about nothing.
Right. But the thing
he's
is,
like,
I think
please
that,
break my legs.
I don't really think that he has any. I mean, we talk about him because it's like an example of a bad mindset, but I don't think he has much influence.
Oh, he's an influence now.
No. I mean, I can't imagine. I mean, I kind of wonder, like, what do the comments look like? Like, I'm kind of curious.
Oh,
about this.
Shit.
Like, is there anybody just saying, like, dude, why can't Hungary just stay racially Hungarian? Like, what's so wrong with that? Like, why is...
I don't
But first of all, even the line, even like the line with which Rodrigo draws it back to is still a racial one. In fact, it's more racial because a lot of times,
no comment.
Even though he's not doing it on purpose. Well, yeah, I wonder if that's on purpose.
Well, it's not a blog. It's an article.
Oh, yeah. So there we go. No ability to comment on that one.
He did add an update to the end of it.
So the question would be this. So you're saying, Rod, that it's not about genetics. And it's not actually even about a sub-European group preserving their sort of tribal relative to racial identity. Because oftentimes, you know, they say, like, don't be white, be German or English or whatever, or French, be the European thing that you are, even though those categories have no relevance.
Be a giant homo.
Even though those categories have no fucking relevance in America other than, like, what's your ancestry. But you don't – they're not political – you're not going to gain political power from being, like, I'm a German. That's not going to help you in America. But, like, it's like I could see in Europe it would. Because in Europe you can say – you can appeal to a real Germanness or a real Englishness or a real Frenchness. So you can appeal to those things. In America, you're white. But over there, he's actually being more racial because he's saying, like, oh, no, he's not talking about – he's talking about, like, a mix of European – okay, a mix of Europeans. So white people then. Because that's, frankly, what that would be. European is a genetic category. It's a racial category, Rod, which is a genetic category.
Sometimes things just mean nothing when you fucking dilute the meanings.
Yeah, Rod. But again, remember, what's the argument that white is actually a race? JF gave the best argument ever.
Something about chicken.
White
baby?
Mommy and white daddy have white baby.
Baby?
Black mommy and black daddy have black baby. If you can show me black mommy and black daddy having white baby, then I will believe race is fake. And not talking about albinos either. We're talking about white.
Right.
Like a European, like about, a person like us.
What,
like,
about vitiligo?
Yeah, that's just an unfortunate. That's God's message that you shouldn't race mix. That's what vitiligo is.
I don't know what vitiligo is.
Oh, that's when you look like a cow.
I don't know what it means, like how this process works, though.
Well, it's race mixing. You don't. It's mixed race people get vitiligo.
Is that right?
Instead of being a cream color,
I thought a nigger could just get that.
Maybe sometimes, but I'm sure that I don't know. My understanding was that it was like instead of being just a mulatto, you were just black and some of white.
I thought you were just a nigger, and the primer coat failed.
Right. It could be, but again, remember, a lot of niggers in America have white admixture anyway. Like,
it's unknown. It's believed to be due to a genetic susceptibility that's triggered by an environmental factor, such as an autoimmune disease.
Ooh.
So looks like your immune system's attacking your own skin pigment.
Based. Your fucking immune system is racist.
Like
your immune system's
white.
Like, I hate being a nigger.
It's like your immune system is literally trying to make you stop being a nigger. It's like, can you stop being a nigger? I'm having a reaction to it. I'm allergic to niggers.
All right, let's get out of here. That was fun. We'll be back. What's tomorrow night? I'll be on the Odysseys. Mike will be doing the strike.
Hopefully, we'll get Striker out of bed before like 3 o'clock.
Oh, dude, come on! Don't say things like that. He's just wake up.
Yeah, can't wake up.
All right, I missed the button. Here's the music. Yeah.
Always give your best. Never get discouraged. Never be petty. Always remember. Others may hate. Those who hate you don't hate unless you hate them. Then you destroy yourself.